end.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
it's your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, yeah. What's happening, y'all? And welcome to another funky, fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one. She knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. Tonight, we are asking questions. And tonight, because of what happened in Clipperville with Donald Sterling, I'm asking a question tonight, folks. Okay. If you dated someone whose parents was racist, how would you react to that? What would you do? Could you date someone who had racist-ass parents? Uh-huh. Now, folks, you know how we get down. We have a weather update coming to you in about 30 minutes. We also have a news update only seconds away. Folks, it is the J. Rouse Show. It's the Wednesday edition. 347-850-1272 as we celebrate this last day of April. Plus, we have a very special request from Momo BZ and Naheezy. It's all coming up next. J. Rouse Show, don't go nowhere. T.O., time to get the party started, right, big dog?
Popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Republicans in the Senate have blocked a Democratic proposal to raise the federal minimum wage. The measure didn't get the 60 votes needed to allow debate on the bill. Democrat Edward Markey today urged support.
No person in America should work full-time and not earn enough to be above the poverty level.
But Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the Democratic push to hike wages is all about politics leading up to this year's midterm elections.
Senate Democrats are pushing legislation today that would cost as many as 1 million jobs in this country. Legislation that the left flank of their party demands.
The bill would raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour over 2.5 years. Democrats say they'll bring it up again later this year, closer to the midterms. East of Los Angeles, powerful Santa Ana winds and high temperatures are hampering firefighters trying to contain a wildfire in Rancho Cucamonga. 1,600 people have been evacuated. Matt Gillum of member station KVCR reports at this point, wind is the biggest problem.
The Etowanda fire continues to grow as high winds and a heat wave beat down on Southern California. Sean Brubieskis with the U.S. Forest Service says gusting Santa Ana winds have grounded aircraft assigned to the fire and crews have limited options.
Right now we are getting between 60 to 80 mile an hour winds, which has grounded our aircraft and helicopters. What we do right now is, you know, cut a fire line. That is, take it, you know, around the fire. Take away the fuel.
According to Brubieskis, the high winds can blow embers up to a mile away from the fire line. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in San Bernardino.
Stock prices finished higher today. with the Dow Jones Industrial Average hitting a new record. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports a positive economic assessment from the Federal Reserve sent prices rising.
Fed officials said in a statement that they were once again cutting back on measures they've been taking to stimulate growth. The U.S. economy grew by just a tenth of a percentage point in the first quarter, a slowdown that's been widely blamed on bad weather. But Fed officials say growth in economic activity has picked up recently, partly because consumers are spending more. The relatively upbeat assessment of economic conditions seemed to make investors happy, and stock prices rose across the board. For the first time this year, the Dow hit an all-time high, and the Standard & Poor's 500 index almost set a record. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
That new high for the Dow, 16,580, up 45 points for the day. And the S&P closed at 1883, gaining 5 points. The NASDAQ rose as well, climbing 11 points to close at 4114. This is NPR News.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Okay, y'all. I have a dilemma. Now, I think I've told you all that a couple of months ago I bought a dog because my faithful friend Rusty died. Well, I got the fever and I bought another dog. Now, this second dog that I have is a boy dog, and he is just like a bad-ass little boy. He's black, so I call him a black bastard because he gets on every nerve that I have. Now listen, in my backyard, I have a koi pond, right? Pond, you know, I'm one of those DIY guys. Do it yourself, you know? I love being out and doing things in my house. So last year, I dug a hole. I did this myself and put a koi pond in the backyard. Now, the koi pond has a fountain that's right in the middle of it that shoots water out, and at night the light flashes through it, and it's a beautiful sight to see. Well, now that I have this badass black dog, this bastard has jumped my little fence that I have around it and has pulled the fountain out and tore the fountain up, just tore the damn fountain up from one end to the other. That was the first fountain. So I beat his little ass, and I thought we were good. Well, when I get home today, I look, and this little bastard tried to tear the second one up. Now, these things are not cheap. And so what I did was I waterboarded his ass. I stuck his nose under a damn hose. I tried to kill him. And I started thinking, damn, am I Michael Vick? If someone saw me beating this dog's ass the way I am beating this dog's ass, would I go to jail? And damn, am I risking myself at this point because I am telling this story over live radio? I'm confused. Because on one hand, you watch these television shows and, you know, they try to tell you how to raise dogs and you're not supposed to hit the dog and you're supposed to say no and stay firm and all this nonsense. Look, I'm from the old school. You do something wrong, I tap that ass. And when I tell you I beat that ass for about 15 minutes, I beat that ass for about 15 minutes. So let me tell you something, Peter. If you're listening, I'm sorry. But the damn dog is bad. He needs discipline. He's a smart dog. He's a cute dog. But he's a boy dog, and he is a typical damn dog. Yesterday, this bastard was chasing a frog around and killed the frog. Frog was minding his business, ribbit, hopping along the damn bunny trail, and here come this black bastard, and he tore the damn frog up. I'm confused, family. What should I do? Should I take that little black bastard back where I got him from, or should I continue to try to do the right thing and make him a pet? He's a good dog, but he has his flaws. I'm open. Send me an email to thejryleshowatlive.com. That's the JRILshowatlive.com. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
Now, what's crack-a-lacking, baby? What's crack-a-lacking?
What the hell's going on with you, Mr. Elias?
And everything is everything, baby. That's the JRIsLive.com, Peter. That's J-Wow.
hey, man. You know what, boy? You a damn sellout, boy. You come on the show, you're not even on the damn show for damn 20 seconds, and you already selling somebody at your sorry sale, sucker.
Hey, that's what you do to me, so I just beat you to the punch, bastard. That's all.
Yeah, you a dirty, low-down snake in the grass. What the hell is going on with you, Mr. L to the E to the S?
Man, it is what it is, baby. It's been a good day. It's always a good day.
Hey, let me ask you a question, man. The nephew that's going into the NBA, have we made any traction on that yet? What are we doing about that? I need an update.
It's a cousin that's born, man.
Okay, well, what about the cuz? I mean, is he close or what? I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what the draft is. He's going to do, man. See what's going on with him. He's working with B.J. Armstrong right now as his agent, so.
Yeah.
He's going pretty high. You can look him up. He's played for the Arizona Sun Devils. His name is Khalif Carson, man. So he's pretty good, man. So I'm pretty proud of the young man.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Hey, man, so you're trying to tell me, man, that the times of living in poverty is almost over, my brother?
I ain't going to sell it.
Well, hey, bro, I'm tired of being poor, baby. I'm trying to be down. I'm trying to say, that my cousin right there, that my cousin.
Yeah, well, you can say that, and he can go on and shoot them jumpers and be on his own. So he goes to what he's going to do, man. I just have the young man who's doing his thing, man. I'm proud of him, man.
Well, thank you, Mr. Elias. That didn't sound very encouraging to me, but thank you. We're moving on. Light the damn match. Sorry, Seth.
Bumblebee, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Please.
Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm telling you. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mammy. But she was looking good, though. She had on some Kenneth Cole shoes, Miss Elias.
Yes.
And Versace. And her hair was kicking like Claude Van Damme. I want to ride. Hey, girl.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Mr. J. Rob. Hey, how everybody doing? I love you both. I love the both of you equally today.
Say stuff like that, it scares us. It scares us when you say something like that.
Yeah,
I love both of y'all. I got something for y'all.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame what happened to Flip. It's a damn shame what happened to Flip. Anytime they come at you like that, Miss Elias, you better be ducking, man. You better be ducking, dog.
You know it, baby.
I love it.
So,
I love it. And I love you all. Yes.
Well, you don't love me because I have a special treat for you. I just want to let you know it's a special treat.
I love
and
treats.
And it's coming up. Oh, yes, you love treats? Okay, well, good. We have one for you. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all about doing
remember
the good
that.
Thing.
Remember that. Mama B loves the treats. Yeah, remember
you know,
that. Put that in your pocket.
I got it, but as long as it's, if it's hair on it, then you don't like the treats. Okay, hey, I'm down with you, baby.
What?
I'm down with you. You know we got 15,000 people to bring in, so we might as well. I'm on board. I'm ready. I'm ready to fly.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the spacious cabin. Attractively decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free.
Air-conditioned.
Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
Yeah.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can touch the sky.
I believe, Miss Kelly, I can touch the sky.
To the E, to
You got the right one, baby.
We ain't got the damn right one. Where the hell you been, Fly Girl? Fly Girl.
Hey, guys. Fly how y'all girl. Doing? Greetings from the Motor City of Detroit.
Uh-oh. You better watch your purse, girl.
Better watch out. Dr. Day is going to be there.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. She's in Detroit.
She is.
Uh-oh. She can come on over to the Four Seasons. I don't care. She can visit.
Well, you
if
know,
she wants to,
damn.
Yes, you gotta end it. What if she wants to? She can go.
Yeah, if she wants to. Yeah, she really ain't got to.
I'm gonna go by tomorrow. Where are you gonna be, Vanessa? Tomorrow, for 20 hours. So, to where? What part of Florida?
Well,
I'll be in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, man.
Good.
Hey, don't do it. Don't do
it's
it. Don't
good.
Do it for that.
It's not good. Good. Come on. You know what? Come to the hotel and have some drinks and some dinner on me.
Don't do it. Uh-uh. Because by the end of the night, y'all going to be in jail. I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't do it.
Be
don't.
Quiet.
Vanessa, listen to me, baby.
Vanessa,
don't do
how
it.
Long are you staying in Fort Lauderdale?
Oh, no. Don't do it.
What she say?
How long
are
you
staying in Fort Lauderdale?
Oh,
20
God,
hours. I'll get there in the morning about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I'll leave all the morning.
You leave the next
don't
morning?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thank God.
Oh, shit.
Thank God. Thank God, girl.
Joe, I have your opening, and when we get through the show, if y'all go to my page, Rich Sisters already congratulated the puppy. The puppy is graduating as we speak from obedience school.
Okay. Oh, really?
So Bobby sends me a picture of the pit bull lab with a graduation cap on and a scarf and stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay. So anyway, he sent me the picture and I posted it on Facebook. But Jay, I also have a corn pond in my backyard. Now, the dog has, she just stands up and looks at the fish. She hasn't tried to get in yet. You know what she wants to get into? She tears up Bobby's bark mulch, and she wants to get into the jacuzzi.
We ain't rolling like that. You that's just did it part of town. Oh, my bad, girl. Damn. Good girl said, she wants to get into the jacuzzi.
Just like you.
Hey, well, you okay?
Like you were calling it, but she ain't trying to... Tap the motor. You need to tap the motor and tell you how to do it.
Ooh, don't bring it up, girl, because that little bad thing there, boy, I tried to beat him so my arms are sore for whooping that ass earlier today.
No, she was on the table legs, Jay. I mean, I had to go and buy some stuff to spray on the table legs
so
she wouldn't chew on the table legs.
That's a J.R.I. show.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby. Yeah. I realize that every now and again, some of you women folk, you get hot, and you get bothered, and every now and again you get hot and bothered. Well, what I want you to do when you get that hot and you need a little relief, I want you to call me.
That's a big vagina.
I am living for the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel him down in my spirit. You know, as I think about the goodness of Jesus, and all that he has done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah. Never learned to swim. Can't catch the rhythm of the stroke.
Stack your house a disco, paint a fire, I'm a dodo.
Hello, rich sister.
Dear Peter, do I have a cake for you?
Here you come. Boy, y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of damn sellouts.
I can meet the dog, but come on now.
Hey, look here, man. Stay out of my business.
Love.
Stay out of my business, Miss Sister. Stay out of my
love.
Damn business. You know you almost got your ass whooped last week. Don't let me call Mysterio on your ass. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pay attention.
Go ahead.
10 good minutes.
Ten good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean One, DJ Extraordinary. 10 Good Minutes, where we kind of talk about things that are on our mind. And now, let me say this, because I'm getting messages saying that the link on the show page don't work, Miss Delias.
No, it don't. I tried it, boo.
Really?
Don't work. I can't get into the
Okay.
I'm clicking and clicking, and it ain't working.
You know what? I take full responsibility for that, because what I did was, I put some information in on the episode page, and it changed the link. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I don't even know if they can hear the show.
I don't know how to fix it.
You better click over and call one of your
BTR booze.
I changed the stuff during the introduction.
I tried.
You see what happens when you beat the dog? Okay. You see what happens when once you beat the dog? You're funny. You're not funny,
like
okay?
It's like the middle of time. It makes me wonder how I keep it going under.
Okay. Well, whatever. All right. So anyway, folks, listen, welcome in to Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. Listen, let me say this to you. Now, this past week, everyone, even if you're not a basketball fan, right, you saw the situation that was going on with Donald Sterling. Okay, now that's the guy who was the owner. Well, he still is the owner, Miss Delias, of the Clippers.
Yes.
And so, you know, the NBA commissioner came down and laid the hammer down. Now, this is something that we found out today, Miss Delias, that the damn Golden State Warriors were going to walk off the court last night.
Right. Right.
Can you believe that?
Yes, it was a lot of players talking about they were going to boycott the games, man. I was like, I was proud of them, man. That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You know what? You're right, because I'm going to tell you something, bro. I feel better, because the bottom line is that I was talking about old boy. What's the brother's name that played for Golden State? I was talking about him. I'm not going to lie to you, because I thought his comments, a little light-skinned boy, a little bright boy, Curry.
Stephen Curry.
You know, the light-skinned brother.
Yeah, ain't that how they used to do back in the day, Momo? That little light-skinned boy. I thought his comments were somewhat... I thought there was a little bit insensitive, to be honest with you. So I am proud to say that I am glad that, it warms the heart to know that these guys were going to step up to the plate and do the right thing. I'm happy. I'm really happy. Well, what are you doing, Mama B? You think I'm getting sensitive or something?
Yeah.
You should be happy.
Like, you know, it's misty eyed.
What?
You know, Rich Sister, ever since you got a damn intro, you have been running. Every time somebody get an intro around here, they start running their mouths like they own stuff around here. Ever since you got your little intro, your damn phone works fine. Now, your mic, we ain't having no mic problems with your ass. But anyway, Rich Sister, yeah.
Hey, guys. Did anybody hear today on CNN that the wife that sued for $2.6 million in a lawsuit, because she was calling one of the tenants a black MF.
What are you talking about?
The man who owns the team, his wife, was going over one of the apartments. His wife was over to one of the... Huh?
Oh, really?
Okay. She was going over to one of the apartment complexes. And she was... This guy asked her, would they lower his rent? She called him a black MF several times. Apparently, he must have had it recorded, because he won $2.6 million in a lawsuit. CNN was talking about it today. That she is no different than the husband, and that she also should be put out and not be able to go to any of the games. That was on CNN today.
Oh, was it?
You know, once you get in trouble, they start digging up all the dirt on everybody in the family. So that's what they dug up on her.
Okay, wow. Well, dig it up. But I don't know if she really wants to go to any. I don't know if that's a really punishment for her because she's like, that's that.
She asked them, could she go to the basketball game? And she sat on the side of the court. She said that she wanted to be there.
No, she said that, no, she said this week
that she loved them.
She sat in the suite because they were afraid of her being on the floor. So she sat on the in the suite.
Yes, she was
right
there.
Yeah, but she was there. Because, but Doc Rivers didn't say wonderful things about her. Oh, looks like Ernie.
Well, okay.
Bring Ernie in here.
Well, apparently,
I'm Miss Terry too.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I want to say about this whole situation. He was caught with his pants down talking crap. Like, he was talking crap on about somebody on live radio. He didn't do that on live TV. He didn't do that. He was caught out there. So it's a difference, whether you want to believe it or not. It's a difference from when you know you're on public media from when you're just speaking, you're having a private conversation. There is a two difference because I talk shit all day.
Watch your mouth.
Look, listen, if I apologize before you say it, then I'm good. I'm sorry.
No, the hell you
not where I am.
What kind of damn rules are you operating by?
No,
if I shoot you and I apologize for the cops come get me, then I'm good. Yes,
no, Jay, when this came out, I was surprised because without saying where I work.
That just means it's a slip of his tongue. That's all I'm saying. I got
slip of the pistol.
I
got you, baby. Go ahead. We listen, girl.
Now
yeah.
I realize that. He said it as a slip of the not even a slip because he didn't realize he was on. That's what I'm saying.
Slip.
He didn't realize he was being recorded talking to somebody
he
loved.
Yes, he did, Mama.
No. Well, okay. Yeah. I don't know what you get ready to say, but what I thought when I heard it was he was talking to somebody who he thought was his significant other on the side.
Yeah. His girlfriend.
So he said what he's going to say. I'll tell you
that
the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth right here and now. I talk a lot of things in private, which if it went public, you'd be like, oh, damn, Mama B. But maybe you wouldn't. Because I already know. What I say in private, I can say in public. That's just me.
Yeah, I know that.
Some things I know would hurt people's feelings if they heard it. And I don't care, but I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings for real. So it's just a pop is a private affair.
Oh, yeah, that's a great winner.
No, what I'm saying in private shouldn't be let out in public. So this is the only thing I'm saying is that he said it in private. Would he ever have said the same things in public? No. I guarantee
no, not at all.
He would never have repeated the same words in public. No, not at all. Just what you said. However, what I'm saying is this. He feels a certain way. If you go back in the history, you already know how he feels. And that's just what it is. Ain't nobody going to change from 2006 to now. If you hate or dislike people, you're still going to do it.
He's 80 years old. He ain't changing anytime soon.
But,
you know, he's 80 years old.
And this is why I don't rock with old people. This is why I don't rock with old white people. I don't, because I understand that they may have...
Okay.
Ten minutes is almost over, Momo B.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay.
Yes, Rich
Sister. Go ahead. I'm be quiet.
Well, you just talked with the whole damn 10 minutes. Yes, Rich Sister.
I didn't know I was on the clock. I'm sorry. I apologize. What you want me to do?
You're welcome. I mean, whatever.
What you want me to do?
Yes, Rich Sister.
I'm just tripping that he said it in front of her. I mean, did the man not know that she was part black?
She's like
a
black. He didn't care about it.
But this one of these people that denies her black activity. Otherwise, I don't see why.
Have you seen her face? She is 31 years old and has been pulled more than a hefty cinch sack. I mean, slow down, girl. Slow down.
No.
I mean, really, she is 31 years old. He is 80. She has been pulled more than a 16-year-old pud. You know what I mean? And so... And she ain't trying to be black. She's Blaxican is what she is, and she ain't trying to be either one of them. She's been pulled so tight, she looks like she's Asian now.
She just
went from Guadalajara all the way up to,
Tokyo.
At all.
And it's all good. She can be who
young,
she want to be.
So probably don't
she can be who
carry.
She want to be.
Okay, y'all can't talk over each other.
Just hanging around an 80-year-old.
All right, stop you people, Miss Elias. Y'all talking over each other. Y'all can't talk over each other. Hello. Jesus.
No,
right.
No,
calm down.
J-Rile, you got to realize there's a delay. So I don't hear somebody talking the split second before I want to talk.
Okay,
I'm just keeping it real. So
okay, well, I will
take
that in consideration. Thank you. Well, 10 minutes is over. All right, 10 good minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. If you are in the Chicagoland area, I'm telling you right now, if you want
to
get down, DJ Sean Juan can make it happen for you. You can check him out on Twitter or on Facebook.
That boy's good. Hitthemusic.com.
Yeah, or hitthemusic.com. There you go. He's got it. Or you can call him.
Yep.
Just pick up the damn phone and call his ass. 334.
Yes, it is, Momo.
538-5739. 334-538-5739. And we have a special request for the old school Get Hype song. Goes out to Momo B's mama in memory of Momo B's mama. We have a weather update coming for you. And, folks, we'll be back on the other side. It's the QOD. It's the question of the day. It is the weather update. It is the old school Get Hype song. It is J. Rowe and the crew doing their thing midweek. Get your laugh on.
I love
on.
It.
We'll be right back.
I'm the only
Thank
white
you.
Person here on a racist night.
Yes.
You are listening to the TJS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Severe weather continues to wind down, but the heavy rains will continue. I'm meteorologist Justin Pavic here with your latest weather watch. On the flip side of things, the southwest, not raining and actually quite hot. Here's the same low-pressure system that has brought us days and days and days and days of severe weather. Literally, it will continue to slowly move off to the north and the east here over time. Toward the watch box expiring rather shortly for southeastern Virginia. That means the severe threat is winding down. Still some heavy downpours, though, out to the Outer Banks, anywhere from Moorhead City and Cape Hatteras northbound into Norfolk, Virginia, around Virginia Beach. Had some heavier downpours earlier on. Here's the tornado watch box again. This goes away rather shortly. Baltimore, D.C., though the rain not rolling out rather shortly. Instead, another inch or two possible, which will likely create additional flooding concerns. That's the case all the way north and east into the Jersey coast. Showers and thunderstorms also starting to slowly wind down north of Orlando. We'll see a few more of those pop back up tomorrow afternoon. Now, the temperature's popping way up along the west coast, not only in the southwest, but also the northwest. Unfortunately for Southern California, low humidity, gusty winds and hot temperatures means high fire danger. Pacific Northwest could see temperatures 25 above normal.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Rile Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog. Yeah.
Department narcotics officer was killed today, serving a high-risk warrant in Echo Park.
Give me the bitch.
LAPD spokesperson said the officer is survived by his wife and infant child. She gets deeper. You get the picture?
Yeah, I got the picture. Hey, that is the second time you pointed a gun at me. There will not be a third.
God. Damn, boy! That's what I'm talking about, Jake!
Go on, Alonzo.
This motherfucker's a fed.
No, he ain't no fed. He's just a quiet boy with a heart that got the drop on all you fools.
I can take care of you too, old man.
You can't take care of me. You better take care of yourself, because you're an ignorant bastard.
Better step off, Grandpa.
Living just enough. Living just for the city.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272, Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Uh-huh. Tag, you're it. Uh-huh. You know what that means. I'm coming to see you. My boy, Mr. Elias, is in the house. What's up, Big Daddy?
Man, what's crack-a-lacking, baby? What's crack-a-lacking?
Just enough for the city. Mama BZ and the Heezy Hate Girl.
Oh, I thank you, J. Val. That was. I'm speechless. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's a first.
Yeah, that's right. Give me a little tongue, then, baby. You know, I know. I love you, baby. All right. Rich Simpson is up in this piece.
Like this.
I know, baby. Who you gonna throw? Who you gonna call? Jay Busters, baby. What's up, Rich Sister?
Hi, everyone.
How you doing? Vanessa's in the house. What's going on, Vanessa?
Hello. How's everyone?
How's everyone doing? What you doing? Yes.
Miss
Terry's in the house. Hello, Miss
Terry.
You know you and Miss Terry, you're going to cut that stuff out. You're going to cut that stuff
How's
out.
How's
you doing?
Yeah, whatever. Miss T's in the house. What's up, Miss T?
Hey. Hey, Momo. Hey, Ernest.
Hey, girl. Hey,
Vanessa.
Yeah, speaking of, hey, Ernest.
Hey.
What the hell are you doing here, Ernest?
Hey, Elias.
I come to hang out with all the black people on a night talking about white racists. I mean, why else would I be here?
Well, let me tell you something. You say something crazy to Dr. Princess O.D., your ass is out of here, buddy. You better not say nothing bad to Dr. Princess O.D. tonight.
Is she here?
What do you think? She's not here. Hold on. I don't like that tone in your voice, Miss Terry.
Uh-oh.
Y'all not going to disrespect Dr. Princess Idea no damn mother.
I don't disrespect Princess O. I just tell it like it is.
You don't even know her name. I don't even disrespect what's her name? Princess
is the best policy. We learned that when we were young.
Let me tell you about Miss Terry. Miss Terry and I. Oh, well, here we go.
She's your queen.
She's the queen of inspiration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
Oh, we hit the wrong one, Miss Elias. Why you hit the wrong intro? You hit the wrong intro.
I've been doing everything to get rid of this baby pouch.
That's called Jay.
Hey, man, I hit the wrong one.
Damn.
Oh,
what
a
love it
for you,
Jay. Introducing
the lovely
Princess Audelia.
Hey, Dr. Princess Audelia, bow down. Bow down, bow down. Hey, girl.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening, Dr. Audelia.
How are you doing?
Hi. How is everybody?
Hi, Dr. Princess.
That's great. That's great.
How are you? Hello,
wow,
Mamu. Hello, Mamu. Hello, Momo B. Hello, Michelle.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey.
Hello. Hello, Jay. Hello, Vanessa.
What's up,
hello.
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 How you doing?
What's up? And hello. I mean, didn't I hear Miss Carrie?
Miss Carrie's there. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
Miss Carrie, the one forgot your name. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
Don't get them
and
started, Jay.
Hello, everyone.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
What's good that you're here?
Glad to be.
Thank you for being here.
I guess you're having mic.
Are you having microphone issues, Jay?
Yeah, man, it was a microphone issue, man. Damn, it's
bad.
It's bad.
It's
bad.
Sound like Cheetos to me. Sound like damn Cheetos
you
to me.
You ain't even trying to hide your microphone issues anymore. You just, have a microphone
issues,
issue in the hell ever.
Damn, what the hell is wrong with my microphone? Mic check, 1, 2. All right.
Sound like your ass is eating ass.
Hear it,
like
hear it.
Does my phone sound bad? Is that what you guys
are
saying?
Oh, no, Lord. She don't even
go. Oh, Lord have mercy.
No.
See, I try to protect you, then you do stuff like this.
Jesus,
I try to protect you, and then you do stuff like this. No,
okay. Well, I'm asking a question.
It is a damn shame.
Does my phone
it's a damn shame what happened
to Flip. Do I need to call back in?
No, Dr.
Go ahead and try that. See
fine.
If you sound
your
better.
Phone is fine.
Let's say this to you, Dr. Princess O'Dea. Since you're new to the show, when we say we have microphone issues, that means that we're eating on the air. I mean, since you just, you know, that's what it means, Dr. Princess O'Dea.
Yeah.
Okay.
2014 on TJRS.
Thank you.
Oh,
all right, 347-851-1672 is the call number. All right, folks, listen. We're glad you're in the house. We're going to have a very interesting topic tonight. Now, I'm being told that for those who are having problems getting into the show, you need to refresh your page. And once you refresh your page, you should be able to get in. So I'll put that out there on Facebook as well, just in case you try to link in.
I put links on Facebook for you, Jay. The correct link to the show
page
and if they just want to go directly to the chat room, which is what I do, I don't go to the show page. I go directly to the chat room. I put that link there as well so they can choose which one they would rather do.
Okay, so that's probably how they're getting in. But anyway, that's what I was told by someone. Just go ahead and refresh. And I apologize. I changed. I added some information to the episode, and that's the reason why I changed the link. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Did you change the
episode title? Yeah, I did. But
that's
usually there's no problem with it, but apparently there is tonight. But, okay, my bad. I won't do it again. All right, so now it's time for the QD. The question of the day. The question of the day is, would you date someone who had racist parents? Would you get involved with someone whose parents who didn't like you? So think about that. Is it their fault or is it the parents' fault? So that's it. 347-850-1272. The QD, the question of the day. Would you date someone who had racist parents? Now, Miss Elias, man, you're a man of wisdom and of intelligence. Let me go to you first. Would you date someone whose parents were racist, Miss Elias?
Well, you know, when I was in high school, Jay, I dated a Caucasian young lady, man. And
you did?
Yeah, man. Her father hated me. Oh, my God. When I was a freshman and sophomore in high school, man. Her father, man, he hated that brown I walked on, man.
Is it because just because of you, or was it because of your skin color?
It's because of my skin color, man. And I was, you know, also, you know, yeah. Now, yeah, it was because of my skin color.
Mr. Elliott, don't let Jay talk to you like that.
Yeah, it was what it was, man. He guy didn't like me, man, because of my skin color. And let it be known.
How long were you with her?
We got almost a year.
Now, did you break up because of her father and the attitude and everything?
Well, because the cat came looking for me with a gun.
Well, yeah.
So hell yeah, I broke up with her.
Wait, he came looking for you with a gun?
Yeah, he came looking for me with a gun. Yeah,
oh, white people have lost their minds.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
He's like, hey, dude, he didn't like me at all, man. So, hey.
Was his name Donald Sterling?
No, man.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, and I know the guy didn't like me. But hey, I was like, hey, man, your daughter liked me, so I don't give a damn what you're thinking.
So you would do it then? So you would do it, and the only reason why that relationship stopped was because he pulled a gun out on your ass, basically.
No, he didn't pull a gun out on me. He came looking for me with a gun.
Well, okay.
Well, how close did he get?
Same damn thing then. He just didn't find your ass.
Yeah, he got close enough to my brother so my brother could pull a gun on him. So.
Oh, well, of course.
Well,
we know who that is. You can't be messing with the Morris boys. Okay. So you would.
It's still Pete Morris over there. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do something a little different. Now, I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask her anyway. Dr. Princess Idalia, would you date someone whose parents are racist or were racist or whatever the proper grammar is in that case?
Okay. Well, not intentionally, no. But
if you found out, would you continue to date them?
If they have racist parents, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care.
What?
I'll never forget because I just wouldn't care. I'll never forget. I had a gentleman that I was studying with in college, and he was very, very fond of me and had suggested that we go to study at his home. But I had no idea that he had racist parents. But it was in a racist community. So anyway, he and I one night.
You
were
in his driveway?
No, but listen, we go to his house.
Do you think they became racist because you was dating him?
No, we came to his house, and I find out that his grandfather was an ex-KKK in Michigan. And he told me before I was coming in the house, and we had... He lived like way back up in the woods. He had a real big home on a lot of land that was back up in the woods. And he said to me when we were sitting out there, he said, well, I just want to tell you that my grandfather used to be a part of the KKK, and my grandmother's really cool, though, so he's not going to speak to you. And I'm like, oh, my God. So me,
I got a question. Why would you go with a white boy up in the mountain somewhere where nobody else is at?
It wasn't a mountain. It wasn't a mountain. But anyway, this gentleman, we went in the home. We go in the home, his grandfather turned beet red. And I didn't make it better. I said, "Good evening, sir." And he looked at me like he was going to have a stroke. And his wife said, "Oh, hi, dear. Come on in." And she treated me well. And I even went back. It was interesting.
So he didn't say, "Are you the one parking him? Why are you parking in my driveway?" Nothing like that, did he?
No, he didn't.
Silly
as
stop, man.
I just said, Princess Cordelia is either brave or dumb as a box of rocks for going with a white dude up in the mountains where nobody else is alone.
No, see, you added stuff because it wasn't the mountains.
Just said in the woods.
It was way out in the woods, 6-1. I mean, it's out where there's no other people.
No, his house was like that. They were in the back of some woods. They were off of a main road or whatever. But anyway, they had a lot of trees on their private land, basically.
Oh, I wonder why.
I don't really care about that stuff. I really don't care, and I usually laugh in the face.
Are there any scorch marks in the yard?
I've always been like that.
So let's get this straight. You went to this guy's house, and you sat in his driveway, and his grandfather didn't like it. Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say anything about sitting in somebody's driveway.
I'm sorry. That was
out
of
character.
I'm sorry.
It must have been. Yes, absolutely.
Sorry.
So, yeah, but it was cool, though. It was cool. I really don't care about that stuff. And I always say, if I would have been born in slavery time, I already said I would have been hung. Because I'm very obstinate when it comes to that kind of thing. I don't care. I'll laugh at it. I don't really care.
So now, okay, so here's the deal.
They would have cut your tongue out first.
So you didn't have a problem with that. And that, you know, look, I commend you for it because I'm not sure who could do it. Let me ask you, Miss Terry. Since you feel like talking, I don't want to slow you down, girlfriend. Yes, rich sister.
No, I just wanted to comment. I can't do it. Because I got to think
do
of
what?
Over.
You can't date
can't
someone
marry
with racist
nobody
parents?
Right? No. You
can't date anybody.
Because you got to think of the whole scheme of things. You're marrying, like if I'm looking towards marriage one day, you're marrying the family.
Yes,
right.
Got to think
she
about
it. Well, wait a minute
now.
Hold on now, Richard. Wait a minute now. Hold on. How true is that now? I mean, come on now. I mean, rich sister, has said, "Look, I'm not like them, okay? I don't care about them. I love you. I'm a good Christian man. I love you." And you're going to say, I can't roll with you because your parents are racist.
His parents are going to affect things.
How? What if he says no?
No.
Forsaking all others, which means it's you and only you. You and my half white kids.
My mulatto children.
Yes.
That has to be a situation where we're then 3,000 miles away from each other.
Oh, man. Yeah, you ain't giving your dude a chance.
No, because it's going to affect you. It will. Because
you're going to allow it to affect you. That's why.
Yeah, you have a choice
right?
to act or react. To things.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to allow it to affect you. You are going to allow it to affect you. If this guy said, "Look, I'm turning my life around," why should he suffer because of his parents? He didn't ask for those parents, right? I mean, he was just born to them. So why should he have to go through that, rich sister, when he loves you and your short hairdo? Think about that and get back with me. All right, 347-8.
All night, not said that.
What? What happened? All right, listen. We have a Mr. LS. Can we get another one there before break? Yeah, we can. Let's get one more in. Vanessa, let's imagine Bobby is not around. We have a phone call, too. We'll get to the phone call after the break. Imagine Bobby is nowhere to be found, girl. Could you date a dude that had racist parents?
Are you asking me if I could date a racist dude with parents? I could do that.
Who the hell is that? Is that Kelly Wood?
Yeah,
how the hell
Kelly
Wood get in here? Oh, damn.
She
buckled
her way in just like Rich Sister.
Yeah, I don't know how she did that. I mean, all these numbers, and I can't even find her on the board. Okay, I guess she's in here.
Hello, Kelly Wood.
What's up, Kelly? I'm glad she did that. That's a trick. No, I'm asking Vanessa. Vanessa.
Okay. My answer is, if he was not connected to his family, then
he's connected by DNA.
But if he's connected to his family, he still has a relationship with them, then hell no.
Well, what if he if he wants to develop a relationship 10 years into your marriage and reconnect with his family?
By 10 years, and we're in the state of Texas, we have mine anyway. But, no, I would...
Oh, damn, there it is.
Well, how about that? What if he reconnected with his family after 10 years? He wanted to reconnect.
No, I would not, Vanessa Haynes, attach myself to any more drama than I would have to. Because the first time he called me the N-word, I would cut him out, his mama out, daddy out.
Well, wait a minute now. What do you mean the first? Your husband or his parents?
No, I'm saying eventually it's in him. Eventually he's going to make a mistake.
That's not fair.
That's not fair or true, Vanessa.
That's not
I'm
fair,
I'm going to challenge that. That's not fair or true.
I don't understand. It is fair. It is true.
No, it's not.
Well, my dad brought up the N-word 3 months ago. That doesn't mean I'm going to start saying it to everybody here on the show. I mean, my father brought up the N-word 2 months ago to me.
You are a product of how you are raised. It's going to slip here or there.
No, I was raised around people using the N-word all the time. Trust me on that one.
No, and terrible. It has slipped. You don't think you're comfortable with us, Ernest. That's your problem. It has slipped here and there. Don't get me started on you. So let's slip back to Vanessa. Oh, yes.
Listen, I can unzip and snap, and you can start
Vanessa,
on me anytime you want to, girl.
Vanessa, I'm telling you who I understand. They will slip, and they will mess up, and they will let it rise. So to answer the question, I cannot and will not be a part of anybody who is affiliated with anybody else who don't like my kind. Because there's going to be a moment in time where
it all comes down to... There's going to be a moment in time you're going to fade to black. And on that note, Jesus Christ, what was that? I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them semi-ham. All right, look, we're going to take a break. DP, we're going to come to you after break. We see your phone call. 347-850-1272. It's the calling number. Phone calls after the break. We're taking a break. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
All right, Rich sister, give me your final thoughts.
Please know, this sister here has not had a trouble-free life. Thoughts Division was birthed out of was trials and tribulations. So I just want to put that out there. Everybody take care. Have a great night.
Yeah, you almost had some trials and tribulations earlier, but Ms. Terry's going to whoop your ass. Thank you, Rich. Thank you very much. Ms. Terry's like, I didn't say that. And if you think that I didn't come because I'm spiritually blessed, you ain't got to try to bring your stuff down on me, girl. Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life, but it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
What you got on my 40, homie?
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet, but when he leave, I be talking again.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
He gonna cry in the car.
We are gathered here today on this sorrowful occasion to say goodbye to the dearly departed. He was dearly, and he has departed. Thus, that's why we call him the dearly departed. In other words, the nigga dead. And if you think we gonna bury you with them diamonds and shit on, you got another thing coming.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Hump day. You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn right, it's hump day. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in the house hanging with us. Of course, the very best in the biz. Let me tell you something. This is the best online damn radio show, period. I don't give a damn who you put us up against. The hell with them. They can come get it if they want it. Mr. Elias, tell them, brothers. Tell them. Who you with? Who you with, Big Daddy? With you, man. All day and twice on Sunday. Mumbo Beezy in the Heezy. Hey, girl.
Yay, yay. Gangsta as I wanna be.
I knew that. I know that's right, girl. You go ahead and do what your man says. Vanessa's in the house. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Oh, there you go. Bring it back home to daddy. There you go. Come on back to her, baby. Baby, come to me, because I love you. What's up, the Dr. Princess Idea, the queen of inspiration?
I'm not listening to the show. I'm just here. Hey, I'll get back to you guys. I'm probably on mute, and I'll be in a minute. Hey.
See,
I'm
this is why.
Mute. I'm not on mute. I'm talking to somebody else.
This is why. See, every time I try to come to her rescue, she does stuff like this. Every time.
Yeah, so let's move on.
So you know what?
Let's move on.
Miss Elias, release the Kraken on her ass. The hell with her. All right, Miss Terry, what's going on, baby?
Hey, I'm ready to answer that question whenever you're ready to answer it.
Well, I'm coming to you next, baby. I'm coming to you next. You sound like you got a little attitude. I'm going to come to you quick because I don't want no mess from you. Yeah, because you know you already you threatened Rich Sister, so, you know, I got to be careful. Rich Sister, baby. Rich Sister, you scared, girl. I got her under control. Don't be scared, baby. Don't be scared. I wasn't talking about you, Miss Terry. Please don't punch me in my eye. Please don't punch me in my eye.
Oh,
damn shame what happened to Flip. Biggie. Hey, look. Y'all heard the show. Y'all heard the show. Miss Terry Rose, I mean, it's a cardinal sin to go against Rich Sister like that. That girl like, hold on, Rich Sister. I'm not talking about you. Don't be trying to put yourself on me. Because you was raised in a church. All of us didn't have that kind of life.
What?
I said, ooh, break it up.
Stop.
Rock it.
Stop. Stop it right now.
Okay, I'll stop.
Stop. Stop.
Just,
well, you know,
la, 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 I don't hear you.
Look,
Rich Sister. Because I'm in a church, she said, because I'm in a church, that don't mean I can't fight. Because I'm a Christian, I ain't no punk.
All right,
you'll find out.
It.
Ding, ding, ding.
You gotta stop it, don't rock it. You gotta rock it, don't stop it.
Ernest is hanging out with us. What's up, B?
Hey, white dude in the house, not representing all white people.
There you go. Good job by you. It is 55 minutes before the top. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ooh, 35 minutes before the top of the hour. 25 minutes before the top of the hour. I'll get it right here real soon. All right, coming up next, if you are listening on the J. King Network, it is the music business the way I see it. That's happening at the top of the hour. Folks, we have the Listen Lounge, a smooth lounge for you tonight. I can't wait to get into it. Plus, I Wish is coming up because we love I Wish. I Wish, I Wish. All right, let's get out to the phone line. Here, we'll get to you, Miss Terry. All right, 347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. Miss Terry, ask me, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
We got our guy, Daryl Proudton from Del Paso Heights with us, brother.
Oh, what's up, DP? Are you with, man? What's happening, brother?
Hey, what's happening, Fifth Ward? How you doing, man?
Brother, I'm just trying to be like you when I grow up, bro. I'm just trying to be like you.
Man. Man, I'm constantly enjoying your show, man. I have to push the one on this question, man.
Oh, well, come on, bro.
I'm going to do what the rest of the fellas do. Man, we can date.
Okay,
man.
Here we go. Could you date a female that had racist-ass parents?
Man, we going to date. I'm going to have my tennis shoes on. We're going to date, just like most of the brothers going to do. Done now. We going to date. I'm going to pick you
up
in the corner store.
Hold up now. You can't say been there, done that. You have to give us the juicy details. What happens? So you dated someone whose parents didn't like your ass. So break it down for us, DP. What happened?
Well, man, like I say, go back to high school, man. I'm in the 10th grade. She's in the 12th grade. Fine Latina, man. Just straight. She didn't like the brothers, man.
Ooh.
So I got word that she liked me. I'm saying, well, check this out. Meet me down at the corner store tonight, and we'll get acquainted with each other. So we did. And it became a regular thing, and the word got back to the parents, and they said they were going to straighten me out. So, you know, I had to change out my blue place. But other than that, nothing really happened. But, you know, it was quite an experience, and it was well worth it, you know. But,
it was well worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man.
I know what you're saying, DP. Hold up, DP. Now, you said in high school, so I want to fast forward it to as an adult, because in high school it's all about the boo boo. As an adult, could you date someone who had racist? She said, DP, I love you. You look just like Mandinka. I want you to dominate me with a dashiki on. My parents don't like your black ass, but I want you anyway. So, come on, DP, could you date her knowing that her parents despise your ass?
Mr. J. Rao, a.k.a. Fifth Ward, I have to say I'll do it again. I'll do it again. Because by that time, man, I think I have done it. And by that time, you know, most of the time, the parents and the young lady, they kind of dissociated themselves. So they let you know that their parents is racist, but they don't feel that way. So, man, I did it. Do it again.
Damn.
The only way I think I won't do it, though, man, is her daddy rich like Patty Hearst's daddy. You know what I'm saying? Got all that money. Pick you on a cruise and buy you some two-inch shoes, man. Send you down in the blue, man. You know? Matter of fact, I wonder if a Sin Q-Nam ever got threatened like that, man.
Damn.
That's your man.
You know what? Wow. That's true. If he's rich, he can make your ass disappear. I'm with you on that, bro. I'm with you. DP, hang out with us, bro. We want to get some more commentary from you.
Man.
All right. All right, Miss Terry, baby. Now, I know you live with white people, but I just got to know, baby. Could you date?
I want to ask DP
something. He's from Del Paso Heights. Of what part of in California?
This ain't the love connection.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and when you were in high school, was you living in Del Paso Heights then?
Yes, I was living in Del Paso.
Okay,
Heights.
So did you go to Grant?
I went to Grant and Norty.
Okay, well, you didn't have no problem dating a white woman. Go ahead. Now, you would have never had a problem.
Why
are
you
going to
put him on blast like that?
I know, but I'm just saying, I know, I live here, and I know what happens over there, and it's like it's different.
The problem was with her family. It wasn't with my family.
Right, because there was over there back then. There was a lot of happening in Del Paso Heights.
Oh,
so pretty much.
Okay.
We met when the sun was going down.
Mm-hmm.
I met her at the corner market.
That was crazy. Yeah. All right, Miss Terry, I'm glad because I thought you was trying to do something else for a second, girl.
No,
booty call. Can you help me?
I used to teach in Del Paso Heights.
Del Paso Heights.
I'm going to look at Ray Trolley.
My name is Miss Terry, and as much as I'll tell you. But I used to do a lot
of
dirt in Del Paso Heights.
If you want to see a picture of a DP, go down to the post office.
I'm not stupid enough to put my information out like that.
Oh, you don't have to. Just go down to the post office. You'll see a picture of her ass. Just go look at it. It'll be right there. Yes, Miss Terry. So,
right next.
So there would be two scenarios on this situation.
Yes, ma'am.
If I had been dating him, well, first of all, I've never dated a white guy, and I probably never will. But I really haven't. I've always had really good white men as friends, but I've never been attracted to.
Has a white man ever touched your booty? Has a white guy ever touched your booty? Touch your booty?
No, that don't roll.
Yeah.
And if I had been in a relationship with him and found out later on his parents were racist, and I'm already in love, then that's one situation. That, you know, you're in love with a person, and it changed. But if I go in the relationship knowing that his parents is racist, no.
No.
Man, a white man touches my booty every day. I love how the white man touches my booty.
Okay, now how does she get
that's
okay,
right.
Girl, I touch your booty, Caliwood.
Where is Caliwood at, Miss Delia? Oh, I know how she got
California,
in. Her executive
man.
Producer to call her. Caliwood, I'm going to get you, girl. Call me, baby. Hello, Cali.
What's up, Caliwood?
Oh, now she ain't got nothing to say?
That joker busts in and busts out. She likes the damn panel.
Is she doing a remote from somewhere tonight?
I don't know
what she's
doing.
Live from a cafe somewhere?
She just popped in. Hey, Caliwood. We're going up and down the board. I'm trying to find your number. I can't find it. I see some people down there.
347 number, I think.
She's not.
Right.
She's not. Yeah, but I'm looking down, up and down the thing. I can't
see.
She
must not be working because Rich Sister's here out of her cage for a couple of hours. So.
Whatever. All right, so now, but Miss Terry, let me go back to you. So you're saying that, but here's what I don't get. Everyone's saying that if they know up front, then they will not do it. Why does the person, if the person sees love in your eyes and want to be with you, why should they suffer because of their parents?
Why should I suffer?
Preach, girl.
Why should I have kids and my kids can't go over their grandparents' house because they don't like them because they black? Why should my children suffer?
It totally depends on, like...
No, hell no, you ain't gonna say nothing. That came to you and your ass wasn't available.
Now,
so hell no.
This is a night that I said I was gonna protect you,
and how do you show me your love?
You sit here and leave me hanging. It was a commercial.
That's like three in a row right there.
It was a commercial. And then I ran into the kitchen real quick to get something and came back, and you were back already.
Yeah.
I said, darn it.
Well, you're on the
driveway.
Did it take
that long to fill up a wine glass from a 5-liter bottle?
So anyway,
I mean, does it take that long?
As I was saying.
But you
weren't
talking.
What's
your turn, Dr. Brizzo? Can Miss Terry finish what she was saying? Then we'll come to you after Momo B.
I didn't realize that she was okay. I didn't realize she had the floor going. I thought you put it out there. Go ahead.
No, I did not. I was talking to Miss Terry before I was so rudely interrupted. Yes,
okay.
Miss Terry.
Go ahead, Miss Terry.
So.
I thought it was weird because I'm like.
Are you gonna date a racist?
Yeah. He's not a racist. He would not apparently be a racist, but his family would. I'm different than everybody else, I guess. I probably would have been a Black Panther in another life.
He would have dated your ass anyway, so I just don't.
Yeah, I just don't really deal with stuff like that well. I mean, I would have.
Angela
you
Terry
okay,
Davis.
The first time your parents came to my house, I would have had somebody looking like Snoop Dogg answering the door, grilling his mouth. I would have scared your ass. I would have messed with you until you
Miss
either died or like my folks. It would have been kind of fun, so I don't really want to go through it. But no, I can't. You don't. This is the thing. This is the problem that I have with racism.
Yes.
Don't like me because you don't like me. Don't like me because my mouth is big. There is nothing I can do about my color.
None of us will like you.
There's nothing I can do about my color. So you don't like me because of my color. I really can't multiply into your family. I can't do that. I really can't do that.
I don't know how anybody could not love Miss Terry, though. We've been video chatting all week. I tell you what, I have a whole new love for Miss Terry. I don't know how anybody could not like Miss Terry.
Don't. Okay, whatever. All right, so we're going to take a break.
You just got this question going because you got in mind somebody on the side.
No, I got you in mind.
That's who I got in mind.
No, I got you in mind. Yeah, I do, baby. You're my crosshairs. I'm going to bend your big old tail over, boy, as soon as I get to you. All right, coming back to the break. If she ain't got no drawers on either, that's going to be easy access.
You're going to get touched by it.
I'm going to handle your ass. That's for damn sure. I'm going to bend your big tail over, boy. Ooh, Jay, don't be so rough. Touch your ass up and bend over. Touch your damn toes. Touch your toes.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah. All right, look, we're going to take a break. Coming up after the break.
This ain't me.
We're going to get Momo B's ass. Hey, somebody's talking to you, Rich Sister. Don't, hey, don't let me sink my new baby on your ass. Miss Terry, handle my small business, please. Thank you. All right, we'll be back after this.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do,
man. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Brown Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to GLAAD.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict. We, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network. It's hump day.
Hump day! Woo-hoo!
What's up, y'all? Damn, I didn't know my mic was on. I'm a bit snorting and grunting, doing all kind of stuff. Who the
yeah.
mic still is? Did you turn my mic on, man? Why you turn my mic on, man? I'm up here eating, smacking, and rubbing my ass and everything. They heard every damn thing. Thank you, Miss Elliott.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't turn your mic on. I didn't even mess with it. That was you.
Oh, really? Oh, it was on.
You
like,
never
damn.
Muted it.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I was
eating and all kind of stuff. All right. Welcome back in. 347-851-17 J. Ryle Show. Coming up in a second is I Wish, so get your wishes together. But we have Mr. Elias now. What's up, big boy?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
I'm with you, Big Daddy. I'm with you. Momo Beezy is in the heezy. What's up, baby?
What's up? I
want to
play dice. I want somebody to roll the dice.
Hey guys,
motherfuckers.
Yeah, drive-by. Uh-huh. Yeah. Vanessa in the house. What's up, girl?
What's up? What's up?
Ain't nothing Ooh. Up, baby. Ain't a damn thing up. Miss Terry, how you doing, sweetie?
Ah, I love being black.
I know that's right. I love a black woman with a big old booty. Ooh, I can't wait to get you. Rich sister, what's up, girl? Rich sister going once. Rich sister going twice. Thank you, Rich sister. How you doing? Callie,
I'm
sorry.
Curfew on her.
You know, I love you, girl. I'm just here. If you tell me I got to leave, I'll leave right now. Okay, whatever. Dr. Princess Idea, the queen of inspiration. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, man, she was there for once. All right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we did her last to give her time to get her stuff together. DP's in out. What's up, big boy? All right, DP. DGP, hello. DP, going once. DP going twice. All righty. And Harold, how do you, I mean, who else? Say hello to a lot of people as well. Everyone who's listening to the show, thank you so much. We appreciate you. 347-850-1272. The KOD, the question of the day, we're asking you all, could you date someone who had racist parents? We haven't heard from our resident gangster just yet, so let's go to her right now. Momo B.
Oh,
could you date
yes.
someone who had racist-ass parents.
Now, when you first said that, I thought back.
Yes.
I thought back because, you know, in life, I always think to what I did. Because I don't want to say something. Okay, this is where how I'm going to be rock.
Break it down.
Say one thing, I could say one thing, and people would
yes.
say, oh, Mama B, once upon a time. Once upon a time don't mean nothing now when you ask the question now. So I'm going to break it down two ways. Yes, I could have, and I would have, and I might have back in the day. Because back in the day, I didn't know no better. When I'm dating somebody, I'm dating them personally. I don't care what your parents think, what your mama think, what your grandma think, what your father. No, I didn't.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
So maybe I did. So before you start, people who know me, before you start the preaching, judge, yes, I didn't give a damn back then. But if we grown now and I may have children with you, I ain't messing with you if your if your mother and father, my children's grandparents are going to treat my children like dirt. I ain't messing with you or yours that's going to treat my children disrespectfully. I'm not doing that because when I have my children, I want us all, me, them, your mother, your father, your grandparents, I want us all to grow as a unit, which means when I'm ready to go off with my boo, we're going to leave the children that we may leave the children at your parents' house. I don't want them being disrespected. I don't want them being talked about. I don't want them in the corner eating crackers. I don't want them being mistreated because of who I am. So if you and your family don't understand, not you, because you already rocking with me, but if your parents don't understand who I am and where I come from and love my children as their own, then I'm not messing with you. I'm not risking raising a family with you because there's other people out here that I can rock with. So if that's it, I'd rather do it
with
you because my children... My children, what I will not do is risk my children, their respect, their dignity, their chance of being treated rough. Because you can treat me bad all you want to, I can handle it, but my children can't. So whatever it is good for my children, that's how I'm rocking. So if your parents are going to be disrespectful to my children, then I can't rock with you. Because
hey,
I
Mama V.
They young, they innocent, they can't defend themselves. So if it's just me and you, 101, I don't care what your mother and your father thing. I don't care about whoever thing. But if we don't have kids, me and you, and your parents don't like black people, then I can't rock with you because I can't bring my children into this.
Momo B.
Well, we
got to
see.
I'm going to stop eventually. I'm
going to stop. I was going to say something to you.
We got to take you out of the J. King Network, folks. Oh, we do, don't we? Okay, listen, everybody. On the J. King Network, listen, folks, we appreciate you coming along for the ride. Coming up next on your network, it is the music business. The way I see it, Light Skin is going to come up and give you some good knowledge about that type of industry. And, folks, we're going to continue to rock here. So, listen, have a great work week. Glad you guys were on board. And we'll see you back here next Wednesday right here on the J. Ryle Show. Let's kick them out of here. Get the asses up out of here. All right, 3178501272 is your vote on. Slow down. All right, so listen, let me tell you guys a quick story here.
Wait, can I say something to Momo?
Yes, go ahead, Ernest.
It was funny because somebody said this on Facebook, but when I saw this question, I think Miss Terry brought it to my attention, said, did you see Jay's question for Wednesday? And somebody on Facebook said that Momo's answer would be the same as if she would take a bullet for somebody else's child. No, I would not.
That was me. That was me.
Would you date somebody whose parents is racist? No, I would not.
Yes. I said that. In Momo's voice, no, I would not. The truth of the matter is, if we didn't have any kids involved, I wouldn't care what your parents think.
I was just punctuating.
I'm just elaborating. If we,
oh, yeah, we got it. We were the first time. All right, let me tell you guys a story real quick.
Children.
All right, let me tell you guys a story real quick. Because let me tell you something. The bottom line is that I know someone who dated a girl. This guy grew up in a racist family. Matter of fact, he had a little bit of racism in his ass until he got around the right folks. He got with this Hispanic chick. They got together. Grandparents, mom and them hated her ass, right? You can't come to my house or nothing. But when them grandbabies came around, they whole demeanor changed. All of a sudden, you saw pictures of grandma with the little grandkids with little hats and flowers on. Those grandkids changed that situation all the way around.
What were they? What color did you say they were?
Well, they were white, and she was Hispanic.
That's the key. That's the key. That's the key.
What's the key?
That's the key, because when you're talking about a racist person, you're talking about see, a lot of people can deal with, I live with a racist. They cool with everybody else. Let me tell you something. They cool with everybody else but a black person. That's a lot of times a racist. They cool with everybody else.
Hold on, Miss Terry. Miss Terry. Miss Terry, listen. What they did was, they sent him letters calling her, I'm not going to use the words, they knew she was Hispanic. They hated her ass.
Mm-hmm.
But when them babies came, they hold
the
meter
chain.
Yeah,
to the pretty little babies came.
If they want to see some grandkids, you know.
No, how did the babies look?
You're not seeing no grandkids.
What do you mean how they look? I don't know, they look like their damn parents. What the hell they got to do with anything?
No, you have a lot. Because just like if you have a black and a white person to make a baby, as long as I have a white, if my mate is white, if my boyfriend is white, and we have children, and they come out light white, then this parent might accept my white. Yes, thank you.
Even
if it's a dark skin, even if it's a dark skinned black person and a white person, typically the child is going to come out fair skinned anyway, and what they would call red bone anyway. I've never seen a mulatto that was dark skinned. I have. And so what I'm saying is, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying, if you dislike me and my man because I'm dark and my man is light, if you dislike my whole composition, my whole mixture, if you don't accept my whole mixture and my baby so happens to come out light skin, and now all of a sudden you accept my baby, but let's say I have two, one light and one dark. I've seen it. They take the
well,
light.
Well, let's see
day.
What kind of baby you
they
and I
take,
can make. I'm pretty
listen,
white. Let's see what we can come up with.
Listen, I've seen it I've seen it when they take the light all day and leave the darker child because, he must be somebody else's. He's not yours.
You know what? You're absolutely right about that. I've seen situations like that before. You're absolutely correct.
All right,
well, good. That's good.
Child.
Well, we're going to put a lid on it. We're done with it because we have to do this.
To every city,
yes.
Every hood, and every block, ghetto America.
All right, folks, it is time for I Wish, where we all say a wish and hopefully it'll come true. And I'll start off as usual. You know, Mr. Elias, man, when I was dating this chick, man, a long, long time ago, before I was a grown ass man, that girl say, "Look, before I get with you," she said, "I got to see how long your ding dong sandwich is."
Oh, shit. And then,
watch your mouth, Miss Terry. Hey, look.
I said exactly.
Oh, and so look. So when I was at Miss Terry, apparently it didn't make her damn list. So I wish that my stuff was the size it is now back then. That's my wish.
Oh, Lord.
What do you wish for, Big Daddy?
I wish I could grow an afro like I used to be in the 70s. I wish my hair would grow back.
All right, Michelle. All right, Miss Terry, what you wish for, girl?
I wish Jay would go on and date that white woman like he wants to, because he stopped asking me.
Yeah, I wish you would be a big ass over with no drawers on. That's what I wish. I get two wishes. All right there, rich sister. What's your wish? I can't wait to hear it. Jesus.
I wish your dog would call his lawyer on you. That's what I wish.
My lord.
Hey, you go to hell, rich sister. How about that?
I wish.
Listen, baby, give me a wish, girl.
I wish that people would realize that I've been black for 52 years, and when I speak my heart of how I think that things go down, that's what it is. It is what it is, what it is. I'm black all day long.
All
amen.
Right. Amen. That wasn't a funny wish, but we'll take it. All right, Momo BZ, give me a wish, girl.
Don't laugh in between my sentences. God, doubt it. I wish I was on the Clippers. My stance would be I'm traumatized. It's the worst. I cannot perform. Man.
Thank you, Momo BZ. I wish I was on the Clippers.
Can I get a wish?
Kelly Wood, your invisible ass, invisible woman, give me a wish, girl.
I wish I figured out that I'm at Rich Sister's house.
All right, girl. Ernest, man, give me a wish, big dog.
I wish you and Mr. Elias knew what it was like to have a more than sufficient manhood in the pants like I do.
Hey,
wow.
You
know
what? I wish I'm going to get my wish right now. I'm a wish.
Yeah, whatever.
I got another wish. Can I please have another wish?
Hold on. We got to get everybody first. Momo B. Dr. Prince O.D., give me a wish, girl.
Oh, damn. No wonder I forgot.
Okay, I was thinking about this very hard. But
what's
I'm
wrong
gonna
with
say Martha? I don't know. But I wish I have so many. One of the wishes I wish that I could actually see every last one of them sooner than yesterday.
You wish what?
What'd you say?
I wish that I could see you guys. I wish like tonight I could go hang out with all of you guys.
No, you don't.
That's what I wish.
No, you don't.
You
really don't want to do that.
Yes, I
really
appreciate it. Thank you for that wish. Thank you for that wish.
I do.
All right, Momo B, we get one last one. We gotta go. Hurry up. Give me a wish.
Thank you.
What happened to me?
I'm sorry. Hold on, DP. I got you. Hold on, Momo B. You got to hold on, Momo. I got to get DP in. DP, give me a wish, baby. Oh, she's a cheat girl. All right, DP, give me a wish, man.
Hey, man, I wish y'all hit all six of those numbers tonight on that lottery tonight.
Hey, that's a hell of a wish right there, DP. That's a hell of a wish right there, DP. All right. All right, Momo, be quick. We got to go. Hurry up.
It ain't no quick. Number one, I'm not drunk. Number two, I just sang it. And number three, don't interrupt my singing to let nobody else in that we don't even know.
What do you mean we? You speak French? Yeah, you talking about we know.
Your ass may not know.
Well, okay. You don't know either.
Is that your wish?
And what's your wish?
Yeah, what's your wish?
Shut up. I wish you shut the hell up.
Okay, that's a good wish, Momo B.
I wish you might have
been.
How about that?
I wish you shut up. All right, folks. That is I wish. Folks, you can participate in it. You know, there's some in the chat room. Mr. Elias, man, next week or Saturday, we'll read I wishes from the chat room. Everybody should be able to participate. All right, we're stepping out. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Hot mess.
Knock on the door for a sucker. Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry Show. Man, this girl can kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about, man?
I listen to... I tune into Jay on the J. Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, it is Wednesday. I promised you that the lounge is going to be kicking. It's all that and a bag of chips. Mr. L.E.S., brother, the lounge is cool tonight, my man.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get into it, baby. Let's get
yeah,
into
Mr.
it.
Yeah, Mr. L.E.S., so let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Don't know your love. Every day.
better than this.
And down, made a lot of bad mistakes, but we've always had some good times, and through it all, you held me down, baby, you've always held it down, oh yeah.
There were times when I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. Never let me go, you always stayed around.
That's right,
you stayed around.
And you've been so good to
and
me.
And it doesn't matter
how long,
whatever comes our way, you know, you and me, we gon' stay together.
Just wanna give you love to you.
Love to
you. Put you on a rocket, fly, keep on loving till we touch the sky.
Thank you.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, we have 3 minutes to wrap it up, and, you know, I think, Mr. Elias, when you go back and kind of look at everyone's answers, they're kind of all over the board, my brother. Now, me, I think I could date.
Everybody's?
Well, except for yours, Ernest. Ernest, you know, you're really not supposed to be here, damn it. So don't act like you got some stake in the damn game, homie. But give me your answer, Ernest.
No.
Just flat out no. See, I don't think it's fair for the individual.
I'm trying to keep it short, Princess O'Dea, take a hint. No, I wouldn't date someone whose parents are racist, because why have that turmoil in my life? I got enough people calling me the F word all the time. I got to have somebody else do it whose son I'm screwing? No, you got to move on. Next.
Well, but see, I think you're punishing the person. I think that the person is who you're supposed to fall in love with. And if the person that you're in love with is true and blue, then guess what?
Yeah, I can see your point on that. But, you know, to what level do you take your life, and what are you willing to deal with? I think that's really what it boils down to with anybody here. What are you willing to tolerate or deal with in any regard, whether you're 3,000 miles away or 3 minutes across town? What are you willing to deal with? And I'm, you know, look, I get called the F word by my own family a lot of times. I don't need that from anybody else's family. So for me, I would have to pass on that. Call me the F word, or call me a cracker, or, you know, some sort of derogatory slang for either being gay or being white. I get enough of that from other folks. I don't need it from somebody I'm screwing, their family.
Excuse me.
1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
Well, hey, I guess we're kind of all over the board.
Your answer?
My answer is I would. I mean, look,
yeah, we know.
If I'm truly in love with that person, then it doesn't really matter what everybody else thinks.
White girl, say it.
He's going to take it from wherever he can get it. So he's going for it.
He's going to use any excuse he can to get a white girl. That's what he's going to do.
I understand that. Ministers, all you need to worry about is can you touch your toes and hold that position for about 5 minutes?
Baby,
all
I
you
can
need
do
to hold
I
it for, girl.
Can, no, all you got to worry about, can you even do anything for 5 minutes?
Yeah. I can, baby. Don't let the Viagra talk to you. You know what the Viagra talk to you.
Go back on the shows of the little comment you made. Go back on the shows of the little comment you made.
I'm listening to all those, baby.
About how this and that. So don't do it.
Hey,
don't
because
put
I want it.
Don't mess with it.
I'll come back to the show and tell it. Don't do it.
Three,
I'll tell it.
You going to tell something?
My brother's keeper. Yes.
And welcome to the 2013 Grammy Awards. And now it's time for the nominees of Best Vocalist on a Comedy Radio Show.
Mr. L.E.S. singing Am I Dreaming by Atlantic Star.
Momo Bean with her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life.
Y'all want to delay it sound like a bunch of chickens, touch up.
We'll shine.
I can sing it.
Momo B.
You better just get your groove on and sing the song. Shut the hell up.
Dr. Frances Ardelia with her rendition of Karen White's Superwoman.
Oh,
can we get the introductions out the way first?
Superwoman.
Okay, put myself.
And Jay Ryan with his rendition of Kanye Dawson's I Wanna Let You Know.
I know sometimes I can be difficult. I know
sometimes I can be impossible.
Yeah, sing it, girl. I can see it in your eyes. Sometimes you wanna walk away.
But the love we have inside makes you stick around and wanna stay.
Yeah, sometimes the things that come out of my mouth ain't awful.
I'm sorry, I can't get with that. I can't even hold a candle.
And the TJRS Grammy goes to... Wow, this is exciting. Momo D for her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life. This is Momo D's first TJRS Grammy. Momo D, what do you have to say?
Well, thank you. And like I said, you don't have to wait for the crash, boo-boo. You don't have to wait for the crash.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Well, folks, it's been a great Wednesday. We are glad that you guys hung out with us this evening. Hope you guys were able to laugh and giggle today or tonight. And able to finish out your work week. Now, we're going to lose some of you guys in about 3 minutes, but no thought. You know, we have to do a better job with this. God, we have to start getting out of here on time. But anyway, you can always tune in for our final thoughts during the rewind. And if you're listening through this through rewind, then you're going to hear our final thoughts. So ladies are first around here. So Ernest, oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Princess Aldea, final thoughts.
My final thought is this. Regardless of whatever color you are, love is love. And regardless if you love the person, then I say follow your heart. If the parents are black or white or Chinese or black or whatever they are, follow your heart.
Or Hispanic. Yes.
That's what I'm going to say. And I'm also going to say, please join me on my new Twitter account, Princess Adelia, O-D-I-L-I-A _. Find me there, bountifulgroup.com, and also transformingdetroittv.com.
What happened to your other Twitter account?
Thank you, Dr. Princess Adelia. God bless you.
Thank you.
See you later, alligator. All right, Ms. Terry, final thoughts, girl.
My final thoughts is we need to stand for something. Everybody's ignoring all the killings, all the kids dying, and now racism. I kept seeing it all on Facebook. Let's just forget it. Let's wait for God to come back. You know, everybody got an excuse why they want to ignore what's going on in the world. It doesn't make any sense. Second, the L.A. Lakers coach just resigned. It just went across our TV, so I don't know what's going on. Have a nice day.
The L.A. Laker coach?
Yeah,
well,
the
Lakers
coach.
He was fired, so he decided to sell out.
Like D'Antoni?
Yeah, he knew he was.
D'Antoni, is that how you say
He decided to quit. I'm going to save you the honor of firing me. I quit. Okay, whatever.
Did you hear what their season was, Jay? It was 27-55. That was how they finished the season. It says the worst 82 game record in team history. Isn't that crazy?
That's not news. Hell. He got to hear the story. All right. Rich Sister, final thoughts. Thank you, Miss Taylor.
He's a white dude. That's
Well, I'm going to finish up here. Dear Peter, I am representing my client, Blackie the Doll. It seems as though he phone recorded his client, his owner, one Jay Ryle of the Jay Ryle.
What the hell is wrong with you?
While he was sipping his butt. So what Blackie the Dog is asking for, all of Jay Ryle's BTR privileges stripped. He can't call the premium support line. He can't go into the chat room.
What is she? I don't get it.
Have you been smoking dope?
He is asking for
that. I thought Christian people didn't smoke dope.
She is downwind of Skid Row. That is her problem. She is downwind of Skid Row.
Thank you.
That was
thank you,
my
sister.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Body Locks.
I get it.
Well, he wasn't here, so he didn't get it. Whatever. All right, thank you, Miss Terry. Miss whatever your damn name is.
Rich Sister is her name.
Whatever her damn name is. Rich Mama. All right, thank you, Rich Mama. All right, Momo B, final thoughts. Crazy.
You're so rude and disrespectful.
No more rude than your ass. Tell you a little story. Go ahead on, Momo.
My final thoughts is, if you don't like me, you definitely are not going to like my spawn. So just shut up now. No, I'm just saying, you will not like anything I raise if you don't like me. So with that being said, the word to the wise is just step out of my life and we're both so happy. Just step out of my life, and we're both so happy. Just step out of my life.
I don't even know what the hell she's singing.
I don't know the song.
This is the song. You step into my life, and I'm both so happy. You step into my life, and we're both so happy. You step into my life, step into my life, step into my life.
Oh, I know that song now. Okay. All right. Okay. She pulled one out of her ass that time. I haven't heard that in a minute.
I'm telling my children's grandmother to be or supposed to be, just step out of our lives and we're both so happy.
I'm so happy. Get out of my life.
If you don't like me 9 times out of 10, I don't like your ass either. That's the bottom line.
Okay, all right. We're running out of ending music. Ernest,
because
final thought.
You were sleeping on the DJ.
I was.
Hey, listen, I'm just going to keep it short. It was a fun show. Everybody have a great rest of the week. And ERN will be live tomorrow with Miss Terry, Momo B. And we're probably going to talk about Dawn Sterling and a few other things. So join us tomorrow night. We'll continue the fun. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for having us. Mr. LDS,
thank
man,
you.
There ain't nobody having you.
Yeah, you damn right.
Coming out,
boy. Watch your damn mouth.
Having you and we're
Vanessa, final thoughts,
man.
We didn't get Vanessa. Vanessa, final thoughts, man.
Yeah, y'all keep missing Vanessa, man. Damn that.
Vanessa, be quiet.
Vanessa
hasn't spoken up.
Yeah, but see, Vanessa is in another world.
She's doing other things. That's why she's quiet.
She probably hides from Princess Odelia. She's in Detroit. She probably hides.
She is in Detroit.
Yeah, she is in Detroit, so.
That's for sure. She's in Detroit. All right.
Okay, well,
I
love being a ghost today, and I enjoyed myself, and I hope you guys had a good time, too.
Caliwood like a damn
thanks,
ghost. Sir. Okay, thank you,
Caliwood.
Where the hell is she at?
I love Caliwood.
I'm at Rich Sister's house. I'm at Rich Sister's house, guys. That's
the
house.
Is her house, is her house in order? Is it clean?
Her house is in order. She made sure she took care of that for me.
You would think she would smoke right after Rich Sister then.
I didn't want y'all to know I was here. I went to play the game I played, and I played it well. So thank you, guys.
Hey,
I want to talk to you about that damn shirt. I want to talk to you about that damn skirt you had on, too. We'll talk about that next show. I saw that damn thing. I saw that, and, man, I wish your number was up because I'd have known you was up in this thing. I got to talk to you about that damn thing. Mr. Elias, man, can we shut this damn thing down?
By all means, let's shut it down.
All right, so for Dan, let me get the ready. Take a deep breath. So for Mr. LDS, Dr. Princess Odia, Ernest, Momo B, Miss Terry, Vanessa, Rich Sister, Gally Wood, and DP, I'm saying, God bless. Take care. We'll see you on Saturday. Peace and hair grease.
I love that. Momo, why are you laughing so hard earlier when you told me about that? Why were you laughing so hard?
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
When you texted me, you said you were laughing so hard. I thought, did I miss something or?
I was just laughing because
Yeah.
I forgot. I don't know why I was laughing. Oh, because, I don't know, it was just funny. The show, whatever we were talking about was funny at that moment.
Yeah.
And I,
it was a funny show tonight.
To
it was
break.
A good show, I thought.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I just kept laughing.
Wait, let's do a real quick roll call. Is Cassandra here?
She's running. We ain't doing that shit no more.
Cassandra Pallywood, this isn't your show. Is Cassandra Pallywood there?
We ain't doing that shit no more.
Hold on, let me tell y'all something. Hold the hell up, everybody be quiet. I heard that mess that happened here last week. All this, the ussy word and all that stuff. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to shut it down. Yeah, I heard it.
Well,
I'm going to shut it down.
Everybody
talking about coochie and all that stuff. I'll shut it down.
Wait,
but it's shut it down. Jay, okay.
Calm down, y'all.
We can't all post together.
They can shut it down for disrespect, too, because this is sister to sister time, and it's not Ernest's show to come in and be talking over people.
Don't do that.
I did that. I said what I said.
J-Row, please let us know where was the problem, because you know how we
hey, somebody used a P-U-S-S-Y word. That's just taking it too damn far.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, I got
you. Okay, just let us know.
That's just too damn far.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, look, I'm going. Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye, boo. We'll see you on Saturday. Same bat time, same fat
same fat jacket time, same fat jacket channel.
Oh, so Ernest, you're part of the sister-to-sister time, huh?
Who used the P-word last week? Was it me? Did I use the P-word? I may have said that.
No, I don't know. I can't tell you.
I don't know
everybody.
But what I do know is...
I'll tell you what I want to do tonight.
What I do know...
What are we going to talk
about
tonight?
Can we hear what Momo
said? What I do know is I don't use the P-word, so I know it wasn't me. I'm innocent for a matter of fact.
I've never heard you say it.
That's not in my vocabulary. No, and you will never hear me say it, because that's not in my vocabulary.
That's cool.
I say a lot of words.
That's not
in Momo's
B. Vocabulary.
No, it's not. So
is Harry still with us?
I'm here. Jay need to just go work up in them 5 minutes he plan on throwing somebody. That's what he. That's that. How about that?
Miss Terry, I have to say, I have to thank you, Miss Terry. This week, you have just made me laugh so much, and I appreciate it. In our little video chat on Glide, it's absolutely hysterical.
What in the world is this?
But wait a minute, Ernest, when you was telling me about that, I was at work, so I can't get down with you
I understand.
When I'm working.
Yeah, I understand
so
you were at work during the day, so I didn't.
Ernest, what video was that, Miss Carrie? What I want to know is, since it was your, you know, I want to know from you, Ernest, what is this Glide thing? Because you came to me with it, and I want to know from you.
Yeah, Glide is an app. You can find it in the Android store, in the Google Play store, or you can find it in the iTunes store, depending on which kind of smartphone you have. It's a little bitty app, and it doesn't take long to download, and it's a really great way to send somebody little video messages. You can record up to 90 seconds, so it's really short. You know, you can't just go on. It kind of keeps you focused. 90 seconds, that's it. You can do less if you want. It's kind of like a video text, and I got Miss Terry on it, and we just send little messages throughout the day. You know, one of us will get up and say hi to the other one or do something funny. And I was laying in bed the other day because I got the new mattress. You know, I got my new bed, and I'm just so happy, and I've slept so well. And I was laying in there, and somehow the camera dropped down, and my nipple was showing. You know, look, I'm a dude, you know. But Miss Terry's like, Miss Terry said, oh, Ernest, why is your nipple so pink? Mine is black. I'm like, because I'm white and you are black. That's why.
Well,
if you download it, you can find us on your contact list, or we can find you, and we can just send fun little messages back and forth to each other.
Y'all get too personal because
that was just it was my fault. I had a wardrobe malfunction in that I wasn't wearing a wardrobe at that moment.
Okay, Ms. Jackson. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't hear him say he seen my nipple. So
Miss Terry hasn't showed me anything. It ain't like that. Miss Terry is not, you know, Miss Terry didn't flash me no hoo-ha or what, any kitty cat, nothing like that. We just, you know, we just say hi to each other, and we showed each other, we both have Buddha statues in our house, so, you know, we were doing that, and I was showing her some of my bedroom and, you know, my new bed, and she was asking me questions and things like that. So it's fun. So I would love to see you and send a little video message to you every once in a while. You should find it and get on it and say hi to you. Miss Terry and I are both on it, so you can say hi whenever.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I ain't got no time to play with you or Miss Terry unless you guys are going to get kinky with it. I ain't got no time to play with you.
Hey, listen, Momo, if you need to see something, Momo, to get on there, then you come on. I'll show you a little something.
That's what I'm telling you right now. I ain't got no time to play mama room with you guys. So we're going to get,
you know, it's not like a Skype session. It's not like live video. You're literally making little videos, and then they send over, you watch them, and then you can make one in return. And send. It's not like a Skype thing where you're live, so. I want to see Momo live thing. And talking. What, Miss Terry?
Momo B, I said, he was like, oh, everybody's shit. I said, no, Jay probably sent a little nasty video in the middle of the night,
yeah.
And I hear ding, and there it is. No, I don't want to see that at 2 a.m. in the morning now.
You see, that's the difference between you and me, Miss Terry. When I had to bring you, I'd be jumping over out of my bed and running across the room. Like, who sent me what? Who sent me what? And when I get bullcrap, I'm like, oh, damn, I could have stayed in my bed. Like, I'd be right back. Don't text me after 10. Don't say nothing after 10 if you ain't about nothing. If you're not about this life. If you're not about this life, don't do it. This is my thing.
It'd be great,
though. You know,
Vanessa should get on it, too, I think. So.
Where is Vanessa? Is she on?
Is she still on the line?
Huh?
Maybe not. Okay.
Miss Terry. I have a Miss Terry.
She is.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes.
What video was everybody talking about?
No, honey, it is a
lot. Oh, my Lord.
It's an app on the phone.
No, Miss Terry. We not
okay, well,
this.
So what was it?
Miss Terry, go ahead.
Condescending because you weren't part of the conversation.
No.
Okay,
that's fine.
You're okay.
You remind me of my Jeep. I want to dump it. You remind me of my car. I just got rid of it. You remind me what I'm trying to say is we just heard what the whole thing was. And I don't understand why you're saying Miss Terry say it all over again. That's stupid to me.
Okay.
Not listening and then trying to, yeah,
whole thing.
So
Miss
Terry.
Yeah, going to say the whole thing that Eric just said, that sounds crazy to me.
Are you okay?
And for you to just say Miss Terry, and act like you don't care any of us, then you really sound real stupid right now because we're all on the same line. And if check this out. And if you don't care us, then I don't hear you either. So then there you go. That's the same thing right there. If you want to hear us talking, I don't want to hear you right now.
Okay. You okay?
Yes.
Why are you being condescending to people because they're not kissing your ass? Why are you being condescending to people?
So, Miss Terry, what I was asking was...
Miss Terry's not on the line no more. She's not here.
Miss Terry, are you there?
No, she's not. She just checked me and said she's not on the line. So now what?
Oh, okay. Well, so now what? It's really no... it's really nothing else that matters, right?
Okay, bye.
Well, click that little red
okay?
button on your phone and say goodnight.
Bye.
Are you okay?
Apparently, the only person you want to talk to is Miss Terry, and she just told me she's not on the line. So now what?
You guys are I'm laughing because you guys are so funny. It's hilarious.
You can laugh all you want. I'm waiting for you to
You can laugh all
I'm
you want.
You,
I mean, it's
I'm
just your insecurity is all. Wait, Mama. She's just laughing because it's your insecurity, because you weren't part of something. You got called out on it. Now you're being condescending toward Momo B. She hasn't done anything to you. Now you act like, oh, no, I'm laughing because you guys are so funny. No, you're not. You're upset and hurt, and now you're trying to make light of it. That's just the fact of it. And you'll keep on laughing because you think you got something else from somebody else because you got your true purpose bullshit going on, but you ain't got shit going on, sister. We ain't doing that shit no more. So go on and play with somebody else that wants to play with you because, you know, ain't nobody talking to you.
You know what's so funny? I know that people are laughing, and that's the important thing, too.
Because they're laughing at you. So whatever.
And that's good, too. All of it's good. It's so
because
good.
Because I'm happy.
Right. And then if that makes them laugh, you have no idea how much that makes me happy.
I don't really care.
Are you happy,
what
Ernest?
You think. I don't have an idea because I just don't care. We ain't doing that shit anymore.
Very good. Very good.
And I don't need you to confirm or affirmate what I said either. So I know you're trying hard to be the adult
laughing.
Here and trying
sorry,
to do something
I'm sorry.
Good. But
I can't stop laughing.
Yeah, I know. Because your wig's on too tight, probably. That's why. Ain't got no circulation up there.
But this is what strikes me as funny. We was having
Wait, Miss Terry just she sent. Was, hey, Momo, no, Miss Terry yes. just sent me a video message. I'm going to see what she says while you're dealing with that one over there.
Okay, no, I'm not dealing with nobody because while I was trying to talk, she kept saying Miss Terry, Miss Terry, Miss Terry, and now Miss Terry made it quite clear that she's not on the line anymore. And now I'm like, who do you want to talk to? And she's like, no, like it's just vague. Like now it's vague.
Yeah, first she had something to say. Now she's just
like,
laughing
yeah,
because
like,
it's so
it?
Funny.
And now I don't hear no words.
Never.
I don't hear words.
I just feel sorry
laughter.
For her, so.
Like, what is it? What is it? What was it that you wanted to ask with Terry? Oh, no, I know what it was. The same thing I just said 15 minutes ago. That's what you wanted to ask with Terry. The same goddamn thing. So that's what the problem was. That Ernest had already said what the whole video thing was, and now you want to say, Miss Terry, and if I was Miss Terry, I would have hung up too, because, bitch, I ain't a problem.
Miss Terry sent me a video message just now, so I'm not going to say what she said, but, you know.
two times, everybody say three times, say four.
That's a Grammy winner right there, Momo. Hey, Momo, I think, Momo B, I think for tomorrow night, at least for the first regular set of the show, the second half hour, I think I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Dawn Sterling thing because I kind of have a different view on it.
We got to do it. Yes.
Yeah.
I've
got a little bit of a different view as far as how it was handled. I think he should be punished, but I'm going to offer a different view, and then we can all cuss and discuss about it and see, you know, just kind of, what do they say, run it up the flagpole and see who salutes it.
Yeah,
so.
I appreciate that because I was going to do that, too, on Friday, but, you know, by the time Friday comes, we all going to say what we had to say about the whole situation.
Yeah.
So it's,
and we'll see where it goes tomorrow. I mean, it may very well take up the whole two segments of talk time. It may take that up. So, you know, but I kind of told Miss Terry that's probably what we were going to do as well because I kind of have a little, you know, I was listening to Wendy Williams and her talk about what she thought, and I'm going to mention that tomorrow night, and then I'm going to put my spin on it and then see what you gals have to say about it. So,
but, you know, like I said, I was going to touch on it too, but there's a whole, there's really a whole different, there's many different spins you can put on it, of course.
Yeah.
Because we're all different, so everybody can spin it anyway, but, you know,
well,
it is what it is.
Well, it's not about the fact that he actually said what he said, because we know what he said. There is no excuse in that and no talking about it in any other way than the fact that he's a racist. But the aftermath and the fallout, I'm like, let me present this and see what people think about that. And you know, that kind of thing. So we'll see. It'll be an interesting.
Yeah, we'll
always
see.
Have great talk. You guys offer great
always, and I got a whole
input. So
the whole thing. I got a whole different spin of the whole thing from the. From
well, see,
the,
and I'm anxious to hear it tomorrow night then too.
Yeah. It's, my shit is a different standpoint. Oh. Well, my whole thing is a different standpoint because if you race it, you race it. You know, I ain't gonna take that from you. You are what you are.
Right.
But my point. Not trying to excuse nobody, but my point
right.
is when I'm in the privacy of my own home talking to my quote unquote girlfriend on the phone, I'm gonna say what I want to say, and that's a whole different spin. I didn't mean to come out in public because I say as a matter of fact, not I could say I do say a whole lot of things about a whole lot of subjects that if it came out in public, people might be like, damn, no. But you know, more we keep it real, and if you ask me, I'm gonna tell you. But I'm not gonna
be in jail.
Publicly. I'm not gonna say stuff publicly just because we
the series
like, right now. We on a live show, so I'm not gonna say
oh,
stuff.
Oh, you're back.
Say, off
yeah,
the
mic. I'm back.
No, I'm just saying right now I wouldn't say things on the mic that I say off the mic just because I know better. And when you know
right.
better, you do better.
Yeah.
But I still feel and think what I think. So
you can say them on my show because, you know, we're there just to offer opinions and people
no,
go their own
no,
way
no,
after
no,
that.
No, 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 you can't. You can't because even things that I really think I'm going to say on my own show just because I know better. That's my point. You know better when you're doing it in public. Then he's doing it in private. And this man really thought he was talking in private to his girl. So, whatever. But I'm not
But you know what
I'm
happened,
mad.
Momo?
I am not mad at all at his question because I'm like, fuck him. And I would say it to his face. But, you know, he got caught out there with his pants down. And you got to taste the consequences.
Hey,
that
Momo,
it is what it is.
Oh, Ms. Terry,
well,
I didn't
know,
want to interrupt your comment. I was going to say something else.
The real thing is that he was stupid enough to let her, you know, he told her, because she's got like 100 hours of tape being of him.
Yeah.
And the reason
yeah.
why he wanted it taped because he's forgetful, and he's been forgetting what he says, so he wants to, you know, when I give you a Maserati, I want to remember that I gave it to you. You know, when I give you some money, I want to remember that I gave it to you. That's really what was going on. And then the other stuff came out. But my take on the whole thing is he's just really jealous because she liked black men. And he had a hatred for it probably all the way down, but all the pictures that I seen on Instagram were of black men only. She
Don't
probably
waste
had
on your talk.
Just a few.
Don't
you
waste
know?
On your talk.
So and another thing is he could have got somebody prettier than that because there were some pictures of her and her mouth and everything.
That's why I said
like,
she is 31 years old and she looks like she's been pulled more than a heavy cinch sack. It's like slow down,
you know,
I see some
brush job of her, but then they were showing her at the game. I was like, is that the same girl? Like,
she looks odd.
No.
Yeah, it was very odd to me.
But you need to look at him again and then say, could he really
well,
have
Well, he was nothing.
He
was nothing but money.
He was
you
happy
know, to
he
me,
did that.
Yeah, because to me, I'm like, oh man. So he was nothing but a money sign walking around. I would have been calling him cash. That's all he would have been. You know, because I couldn't have done it.
Apparently,
yeah,
because
I couldn't have done
because the truth of the matter is, who goes around taping conversations with your mate? Who? Why was this conversation being recorded? Why? And she,
yeah.
It's obvious that she was egging him on. What's wrong with black people? What's wrong with minorities? I heard it. I heard her egging him on, and she was doing it. And who does that?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be in a relationship with somebody. She was doing
yeah.
it for just this, just what's happening right now. So I don't know how much you're going to get
yeah.
out of it, but
and
I know one thing. If you got me for $2 million, I'm suspended. I can't do this. I can't do that. You better...
Yeah.
You better tread lightly because you're going to be found in a ditch or ocean.
Thank you. And, you know, the wife, and then having the wife sue her for stuff that she gave the girlfriend.
Yeah, it was just, it's like a whole, and then the
white people protecting him.
It's like she's back. Well, he's a racist, and then no, he's not a racist. Protecting him, and it's all about money. It's all about
money.
It's
always about the money.
Like she owns, yeah. and everybody's like, oh well, he's a majority owner of the team. No, he isn't. She owns half that team, and a son-in-law owns part of that team. There's three people that own that team.
There's
him,
a lot of family involved,
and
people don't realize that even though they're still married, but they've been separated mm-hmm. for years, and she runs, the wife actually runs
yes.
a lot of the business side of it.
Yes,
because
he can't
remember
nothing.
Very much involved, you know, because
he can't remember nothing
for a while.
And that would be me. I would be running his business, and I would be getting
right.
paid.
Hello.
And he's kind of out there in front, and then he's got this little chicky girlfriend, you know, or whatever.
Exactly.
But yeah, the wife is very involved, but
that
they're separated for a very long time now. So
that little side chick, that was his mistake, which is newsflash to men. That's always the big downfall. When you think you're doing something above and beyond, No. You just dig your own grave, and here's his grave. He done dug it. Now lay down, motherfucker. Lay down.
Yeah, because that was just like Kobe. When Kobe got caught in the motel, these men don't understand. There's women that will be with you and everything and say nothing. Why don't they go find somebody who gonna deal with you and say nothing? You know what I'm saying? Kobe, you know, they try to get all these women that got mouths and, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. I guess, you know, the Lord knows not to put me in a position like that because I'm rich. You hear me? And richer. And we're still getting money right now.
I
want
to tell you, girl, something. If you ever see me next to some rich dude and he's just ugly as homemade soap and there's some bullshit going on,
you already know.
You just need to look. Don't ask yourself, what is Ernest doing? Going, Ernest getting that money. I'll probably hear from him in about 6 months when he's on a boat in Florida somewhere.
Hello.
I'm doing a job and I will catch you on the other side of it. Just know that.
Hello.
I ain't lost my mind. I'm working the system.
I'm working
that's
the
right.
system. I'm working and the system. I'm not doing,
got my hustle
I'm not doing
I
anything.
I think all three of us could safely agree on that same matter of factual.
And I would have a side piece. Because you already know I'm not doing that. I would have a side piece. I'd be
hey,
his
listen,
side
Ms.
piece, Terry, and I would have a
every
side
20
piece.
Year, for every 20 years that my... that this rich dude that I'm sleeping with has lived, I'm going to have a side piece. So if he's 80 years
Hello.
Old, I'm going to have four side pieces. If
Thank
he's
you.
60 years old, I'm going to have three side pieces because I need to compensate. You understand what I'm saying? I need to compensate. So for every 20 years, I can divide by 20. That's how many side pieces I'm going to have.
You know, you got to know how to do it. Like Momo said, you got to know how to do it. And if you don't know how to do it, don't play the game.
I know how to work a spreadsheet. I can keep track of all that shit in Excel.
Huh.
I mean, I'm saying I know how to do that. So put in a few formulas.
Yeah.
I know what I'm
but
doing.
And the only reason why the wife is suing her for stuff because she wasn't smart enough to put the stuff in her name. I'd be like, look,
Thank
put
you.
All this. We need a lawyer. We need all this. Now let's get this straight so this could never leave me. No,
right.
First of all and foremost, let's put it all in my name.
That's why she's trying to get back by doing this whole recording stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because she knows that. Oh, okay, here we go. She probably tried to blackmail him for the taste, and he was like, "F you, you happen to have such and such."
You happen to have such and such. Oh
he
my lord.
So
Did you just say half and half such and such?
Yes, I did.
You are something else, Momo.
It is.
Because that's funny to me because usually Momo is not short on words and half such and such.
You know, I'm trying. But if I would have said what I wanted to say, it would have been just like, oh, Momo B's ratchet again. So, sometimes I don't want to be ratchet. I just want to say what I want to say and let it flow. So,
oh,
no,
please.
No,
when are you
no,
not
no.
having a ratchet
so,
time
yes.
of it? Come
oh,
on.
Oh, you have to have such and such that wasn't ratchet at all. A lot of people appreciate me saying it just like that. So that's how I'm rolling.
Yes. And that's what he said about her. And then he's like, oh, cut it all. So then she says, oh, let me tell you something. I got the taste, boo. I got the taste. And she said, I'm doing it. I'm doing this. And this was the other lady came down and said, oh, I got something better on all this. I'm suing you. And you're doing it well.
Yes. Everybody's going to be suing somebody to get somebody out of this because, you know, everybody now, they see something and they jump on it just to get some money. People don't care about being righted. They just care about having a bigger bank account. You know, it's not about the justice of it or the principle of it or the morals of it. It's about the money of it. It's a terribly litigious society.
And you know who the biggest loser is? The man with the biggest mouth. He's going to lose it all because he should have just shut the hell up and kept his own personal
prejudice. Yeah, but he's 80, and he's like that other dude that was molesting children. You know, all that stuff came out, and then he died within a year. That's what's going to happen to this dude. He's just going to die off, you know.
And the truth of the matter is, I'm going to just tell
you
what he thinks.
Sorry, are you drinking?
No, that was just water. That was just water because my mouth was stopped. So, no, it was. I will tell you exactly what it was, but that was what. But what I want you to know is that. What was I going to say again?
Well, I don't know. See, you're just trying to. You're like Princess Odile. You're just trying to stall before you can think of something.
No. There's a difference between me and her.
I know. There's a difference between her and everybody.
She just want to talk to be talking. I really had something to say. I just lost it in the midst of you drinking. No, I'm not drinking. I was just taking a sip. But I lost it. She always opened her mouth with nothing to say, but she just wanted to be heard. Like, it's my turn to speak. I'm going to say something. I don't know what to say. I don't do that.
Somebody else said that she's always wanting to talk, but she never brings a topic or anything. So
that's what it is. As long as it's
Hello.
My turn, as long as it's
well,
my turn.
I was trying to be cool about it, Terry.
Remember when you played double dutch? When you didn't, I don't know, Ernst, you know, Mom.
White people
but
don't do
really,
double dutch,
you,
but go
yeah,
ahead and talk.
You can't really jump. You can't really jump, but you don't want to turn, so you had to make it seem like you knew how to jump, so you want to be turned all day. This is how it was done. So you have to make it seem like you knew how to jump because you don't want to get turning for 8 hours. So then you go, and a one, and a two, and a three, and then you jump in and all the rubber's tangled around your head and your ankle. You're like, what the hell? What are you doing? But you had to make it seem, just that little 3 minutes alone, you got out of turning.
You fake it till you make it.
Yes, and we found out you know how to jump. You turn it, and don't try to turn left-handed either. No, don't do that. We already know you know how to turn. You've been turning forever. Keep turning. So that is other people. That's not me. If I don't know how to jump double dutch, guess what? I ain't playing. I ain't trying either. I ain't playing. I'm going to play football with the boys. I'm going to play basketball with the boys. I ain't mess with y'all because I can't rock. This is what I do. When I come to play the game, I play the game. That's it. If I got something to say, I say it.
That's
I don't,
it.
I don't.
That's it. That's it.
That's it. And that's how everybody should play the game. If you ain't got nothing to say, shut up. Don't babble on. Don't make up shit. Don't do nothing. That's my thought. I'm sticking to it.
So, look at you giving a 3-minute commentary now.
I'm sorry.
So funny.
So good.
Don't get all talked out before we get on the air tomorrow.
Water never tastes so good.
We'll still have a lot more to say about tomorrow.
Wait. I'm trying to get my voice together.
Listen, you really need to get on that video thing so we can send you a little hi message every now and again. Not a message when you're high, just a hi, hello message.
You know what it is, Mama.
My
you know what it is.
Twisted. I'm like, hey,
you
and
know.
Be talking about me on the
wait,
show.
Listen,
Miss,
wait, listen.
Wait,
what is Terry's going to tell you? Listen.
Okay, let me
you know
hear
what it is. Because you know what it is, Mama. You know how
what?
I send a message, and you know how you want to see someone's facial expression when they
right.
say it. So during
how they emote.
During Jay's show, I'm sending. I'm sending Ernest messages like, really?
Yeah. After the show, we were sending messages back and forth like, what is she talking about? Why is she just talking about, like, Princess Adelia or whatever, you know? So, yeah, it's like a second – it's like an audio commentary track on a DVD or something, you know, when you flip over and see what the director's saying or the actors are saying. It was because everybody was talking, and then my phone would go off and go, ding, and I'm like, it's got to be Miss Terry because ain't nobody else sending me messages. And sure enough, so we were sending notes back and video notes back and forth to each other.
That's crazy.
You really should, Momo, because it's great to see somebody talk and not be on a phone line and just see them in their environment. You know, it's Miss Terry's
seen
a whole lot of me.
No,
listen, Miss Terry has seen a whole lot of me in my environment. So I'm just saying, get in line, sister. Let's do something.
look, Ernest always naked. Dang,
I'm not always. First of all, don't lie. I do not. Just because I don't have a shirt on doesn't mean I'm naked. You in the dark all the time. I can barely see eyes and teeth, much less see you.
Because it's hot in California, so I didn't want to turn no light on. You know how you know.
And then one time I said, has somebody locked you in the basement for the evening? They're not letting you out. She's like, I live with somebody racist. They don't let us Negroes out until 8 o'clock.
Dang.
I was in the outhouse. Fuck it.
Yeah, the outhouse. That's what it was. Oh, my Lord.
Ooh, no, don't let me cuss. Don't let me cuss.
Y'all can't talk back and forth. Moment to moment, you gotta wait. She say something 90 seconds, and you say something back 90 seconds, and that's how it goes.
No, you can kind of watch it as they're recording it. You get a note that it's like Miss Terry is recording a video. So if I go to it right then, I can kind of be just 2 or 3 seconds behind. And you don't have to record 90 seconds. You can just do. I sent her Momo. It was so funny. I wish you had seen it because I sent her a message earlier, and I turned on the camera and I went muted. And then stop. And that's the only thing.
Oh, Lord.
Because, you know, that freaks you out. So, yeah, you can do however long you want to. Sometimes we do 90 okay. seconds. Sometimes we do, you know, quick 20 seconds or whatever. So it's super fun, though. Get a little Miss Terry message throughout the day.
I'm going to investigate the situation.
So, yeah, just look up Glide, G-L-I-D-E. It's a big blue icon with a G in it on in your app store, whichever one you go to, and just download it, and you have to verify your phone number real quick, and then it'll let you download it, and you're pretty much set. You should be able to find us. It'll probably pop up because we're in your contact list or on Facebook or whatever. If you connect that way, Miss Terry and I will probably pop up on there. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I want to see Momo. See, I want to see – Ernest wants to see Momo in her natural environment. Ernest wants to see Momo just walking around the house lighting incense on that big-ass ghetto brush that she's got in her dining room. Ernest just wants – because you know what I noticed, Momo? That Miss Terry, everybody sounds different on the phone. And when Miss Terry is doing a video, to me her voice is totally different than when I hear her on the phone. It's totally different to me.
Well, you know, okay. I have, you know, when I've grown up to know that you have to have a ghetto voice and you know, a job. You have to,
no,
you
it's
have
not
to
that. It's literally your voice sounds different. There's the I think because of phones, you know, and you can't see people and it doesn't pick up all the annotations that somebody has the way they talk. But when you see it on video, I'm like, oh, well, that's Miss Terry, see? So she can't walk up behind me now and scare me because I know she's coming. I can hear her. You know, now I know what she sounds like, so. Heifer ain't sneaking up on me. But you really need to get on it, Momo. It's really fun. So
what is your topic?
I
can't wait till Friday.
Oh,
yeah, what are you talking about
I can't
Friday?
Wait either. Okay, of course we're going to touch on this.
Don Sterling?
Name is. Yes. Donald Sterling. Of course we're going to talk about that because I got my own different spins on, like I said, and you know, we're going to get on that. Then we're going to talk about something that happened in my life, a couple of things that happened in my life.
Recently?
Last week, I want to talk about it. Yeah, last week, actually, I want to talk about it, but then I floated past that, so I couldn't talk about it because I forgot. But, yes, I was accused of causing a ruckus and promoting violence in the workplace. So I want to talk about that.
Oh. Was that your
That sounds like a normal day's work, Momo. What's the problem?
We're talking about accusing.
What that just sounds
comment?
Like, oh, it's Thursday.
Was that your comment on Facebook?
Which comment was that?
You made some crazy comment. I think it was today. It was pretty long.
Oh, no. No. That was something different. Yes, and that was something different. And we may even touch on that. It depends, because every time I say I want to talk about something, I can never talk about it because we start talking about shit up. We on the phone, we talk shit, and then something else come up, and we just, you know how we do, we just go with the flow.
So I don't even know why
I have a schedule out, because we just go with the flow. But hopefully we can keep this amongst
ourselves. You said schedule
out.
Got a schedule out, follow.
And we could just do it, because I don't follow no rules or no regulations. I just go with the flow. If we online, we talking, and that's how we do. But I would love to. I gotta talk about this whole Donald Sterner situation, because you already know that's
what's his name.
So up to Donald Sterling. Yes.
Okay.
And thank you. I know, because Ronald McDonald, the fucking clown, and I'm thinking Sterling. Sterling was my first car. So, Range Rover Sterling, that was my first vehicle that I
You know,
owned.
That name
so, yes.
gets me so confused, because if anybody watches Mad Men, there are two characters on the show. There's Don Draper, and then his partner in the firm's last name is Sterling. So when I heard Don Sterling, it just totally threw me for a loop. But somehow that's how I remember the guy's name, because it's two different characters on Mad Men. You know, it's one of those weird things. But I'm like, Don Sterling, they got that name wrong. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, this ain't TV. This is a real deal.
There, you see?
This is real life.
I bet you this is the most popular, what I'm trying to say?
Work it out, girl. Work it out.
Work it.
Oh, yeah, she's just drinking water, my ass.
Instead of trying to help
people, when they start stammering, I'm like, work it out. Take your time. Take a deep breath. Work it out.
Instead of trying to help me, I was like, work it out.
Work it out.
Work it out. Work it out. I would hate to be walking out 42nd Street with your ass.
Oh, my God. Mama, let me tell you something. If me and you and Miss Terry hung out, and listen, I don't know why Princess Odelia said she wants to hang out with everybody, because, listen, sister, we ain't doing that shit no more. Ain't nobody hanging out with your ass. That is forever. You know the way you love that hated it picture? See, that's how I think about when you said, sister, we ain't doing that shit no more. That is the picture for me. Like, for you, it's the picture. For me, it's you saying that line. That is what it will forever. Like, that is the ultimate right there.
That is a picture for me. And you know what? We need to do that live shit, because I could tell you, I could put on the same face that I was feeling when I said that shit.
Well, that's why you need the glide, because you are so expressive and so funny. I would love to see you, your face, when you're being, you know, saying funny things or whatever. That's what I would love to see in you.
I got you. I got it now.
And listen, don't listen to Miss Terry. She is lying out of her black ass, because I'm not naked all the time. I just happen to not have a shirt on. But I'm not flashing her any man titty or nothing. I'm not flashing her no man titty. She saw part of a nipple one time, wondering why it was pink. I'm like, I'm white. Didn't you know that?
And I wouldn't even have noticed his nipple if he hadn't said, oh, what is that? My nipple?
I didn't know that. No, I saw myself on camera, and I said, oh, my God. I said, whoops, there goes my titty or whatever. And I was trying to be modest and just shoot from there up. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God, my nipple is on camera. I'm being a little too personal with Miss Terry right now. I was a little embarrassed, and then she had to make a comment on it and make me more embarrassed. So thank you very much.
Hell yeah, because you know I'm going to say something. What the hell?
Yeah, I know you are. I regret telling you about that app now.
I feel like I'm tap dancing right now. Remember that movie? What was the movie where she went? I think it was the white girl and the nobody puts baby in the corner. What was that movie where she was?
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Work it out. Work it out, girl.
I feel like I'm a part of that movie right now.
Nobody puts Miss Terry in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless now, Miss Terry, are you in the outhouse again? Because I hear air blowing in your phone.
No, I got the fan on. It's like 80-something degrees here.
Oh, yeah. It's not there. My brother lives in Long Beach, and he was posting the temperature.
But how about this? Where was the fan the last 2 hours of the show? Because we didn't hear no blowing until just now. I was right in front of it.
Momo, let me tell you something. If you get on the video at the right time with me, you'll be doing more than just hearing some blowing. I'm just saying, be on the lookout.
He's a mess. I'm serious. Don't let him cook.
Come
some.
On, I'm not bad.
I'm just saying, look at something. It's like a cooking show on Glide, and I put this in it.
You laughing? I'm looking up Glide. Why are you playing?
No, she's talking about it's like a cooking show on Glide. Listen, she is lying because, first of all, I was just telling her in general about my bed, and then she comes back like it's QVC and somebody's calling in on the listener line talking about, do you put that on a box spring? Do you need a regular frame for that for a memory foam?
I want to get a memory foam on QVC.
This is ERN. This is not HSN.
No, I want to get a memory foam, but I thought you had to get the whole bed and everything. I didn't know you could put it on a box spring.
Well, it's just a regular bed. You found out, but don't talk to me about
it's like a cooking show on Glide,
because you're calling and asking questions, too.
Yes, I do, and closed mouth don't get fed. If I see something, I'm going to ask a question about it, and you know it.
Listen,
I was making the mac and cheese because you knew damn well I was going to ask you something. I said, why the hell is your nipple off all in the can? But that's what I would have said if you wouldn't have said nothing.
Listen, I think Sunday was the first day that we were gliding with each other, and I happened to be making that vegan mac and cheese that I'm always talking about. And she caught me while I was in the kitchen, so that's where I'm going to talk to her. I'm not going to go sit down just to talk for 90 seconds. I'm in the kitchen making pasta. Heifer, you're going to be here with me until I'm done. So that's why it was a cooking show. And then she takes me on
Ernest
a tour of her living room, like it's HGTV or some shit. And I'm like, okay, whatever,
Ernest
here's my bedroom.
Ernest is a mess, I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
but it's fun, though. I'm not like Princess Odelia mess.
No, because, first of all, I love Princess and everything, but she would be able to stay in that 90
No, you
seconds.
Don't. No, you don't.
And
don't
that
try to be all
room,
uppity and everything.
That 90-second
room,
Princess wouldn't be able to handle that 90-second room.
Yeah, she would.
Get, like, 105 videos from her.
Yeah, she'd be
going on
five or six messages at a time. Like 10 minutes
yeah.
of Glide. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to delete this
ever
on my list.
Like, it would have been like, take 67. Continue. And
This would be my video back to Princess Odelia's mailbox is full. This mailbox has not been set up for your talkity ass. Oh my lord.
Crazy.
Did you find it, Momo?
Oh no, I was just kidding. I didn't move from my spot.
Oh, of course not.
I didn't move from my spot. I was just trying to be funny.
You need to get on that thing so I can see you and say hi to you.
I'm relaxing.
I know you are, girl.
You know what?
We may only have about 14 minutes. So I think it's going to cut off at half past the hour.
Okay. Well, you know.
Where did Miss Laugh-A-Lot go? Is she still over there giggling, or does she hang up?
Who's that? Who's Miss Laugh-A-Lot?
The one that was just
Princess.
Laughing because it's so funny. Princess Odelia.
Oh, shit. Oh,
Princess
Motherfucker.
My daughter is so cute.
It's like Beetlejuice. Don't say the name three times because she'll show up.
Yeah, I don't know why you said her name once. Yeah, that's why I keep this rap a lot. Because when she show up, then we're going to be like, oh, shit, oh, damn. So why would you say that? You just asked it for trouble. My mother always said, don't ask for it if you can't take it.
You think I can't handle her? No.
This is different.
Listen,
we can't handle what we want to handle.
So don't worry about it.
Ernest, you're not going to ever live down.
That we need to have on video so I can see you laughing at
You are never in your life going to live that one down.
ever. I think that was the highlight of your whole existence on TGR.
It's just like
that
picture of Jay from In Living Color. It's just one of those things.
It just strikes
you as funny, you know?
I know.
Because you were just
it.
So dismissive about it. You're like, you think you know something, but we ain't doing shit no more.
No.
See, I even got it queued up on my computer. Wait, let me play this one more time. That should be my ringtone. That's what I'm going to make that my ringtone. So if somebody calls me.
About that, sister, I'm not doing that shit
anymore. Momo's on the phone because.
About that, sister, I'm not doing that shit anymore.
Somebody pick up the phone. Momo's calling.
Y'all dead.
Momo B keeps it real for the people.
Shit, I was tired and I was done and I was exhausted. And you know, it's times like that that makes me realize what my grandmother talked about when she said, "I'm tired. I can't do it." You know, even though we're like, "What are you talking about?" I'm tired. I can't do it. I'm like, Grandma, please. I can't do it. You don't understand it until you go through it. You can't understand the tiredness and the can't deal with it-ness until you go through it. And I was just tired. So when I said that, I was done. And people say, "Oh, you could have did it a different way. You could have did it a certain way, or why did you?" I could have, and I should have probably, but I didn't. I did it the way Mama B would have done it. Real and right on the spot. That's how I am. I'm smart.
Yeah,
because
it wouldn't have worked if you would have said. It wouldn't have worked. That wouldn't have been my beer to say, "Well, you know, I really don't want to do the show anymore." And no, that wouldn't have been.
That wouldn't have been. Because it wasn't until right then where I really felt it. Like, I did feel it before, but, and I was like, because I always felt like, I got to. I was so obligated. I don't know why I felt obligated, but I don't know why. But right then, it was right there because I was already frustrated with the whole. I felt it in my bones, in my heart, in my spirit, so it came out of my mouth.
And
a spirit too, I hope. Then.
Wait, what? Who said what?
I said and a spirit too, I hope. You know, after
the loving.
You know what it is? When it's over, it's over. Light a cigarette. Strike a match and light a cigarette. It's over. So that's what I felt and that's what I said. And now it's even worse now because now I'm just irritated. By every fiber of her being. No, I'm just kidding.
Look, we got 9 minutes. Say what you say. Mean what you say. Say what you mean.
I said what I said. Shit. That's it. But I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings. So, yeah.
Oh, please.
Whatever.
You are so past that right now.
I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings. So, shit. If you ain't coming for me, I ain't sending for you. I'm good.
I ain't coming. Listen, boo-boo, I ain't coming for you.
I'm not talking to you.
You need to take that tone out of your voice.
I ain't talking to you, boo.
Don't get me started on you, Momo. Don't get me started on you. Did you hear what she said that earlier in the show? That's because you're comfortable around us. Don't get me started on you.
Yes, I am. Why don't you go ahead and tell your little story?
I know your little story.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got 7 minutes left. Why don't you just tell your little story?
Your little story.
We'll give you a couple minutes to tell your little story.
It won't even end up in a pamphlet
over time. Go ahead and tell your little story.
You know what I can't take? I can't take the way you'll portray me.
I'm not portraying you. I'm not your PR person.
Yes,
that's just what you
are.
Say. If you go back and
you
listen, even though you didn't mean it that
person.
Way, somebody might hear it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me say something, Katie, before I'll let you tell your little story. But first of all, Like, just mean old affirmation. Just mean.
You said, Momo, do you realize how mean you are? I'm like, yeah, Ernest. And now you
I said it sounded mean.
And the yellow and blue can that you squirt out on the fire. There was a name to the shit. What was the shit? Everybody had it.
Lighter fluid?
Yeah.
You think I'm putting lighter fluid on the fire? Listen, if you wouldn't start a fire, could nobody put nothing on it? What are you talking about? It's back to you. Don't start. We didn't start the fire. You did.
No, you did.
No, you did. With your little story. You started the fire with your little story. You should say that to Jay. Like when Jay wants to say something, it's like, go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
Yeah,
tell your little story. You should start doing that to Jay Ryle. And what happened to us cussing on the air? Weren't we going to cuss one Saturday and just like inadvertently say a cuss word every now and again?
They act like they get. They act like they're getting ready to have a heart attack, though.
We're going to do what?
No. Oh, my God.
Hey, watch your mouth.
You can't take it. I can't take it. I can't take that. They can't take it. Every time they beefing about it, I start getting my blood pressure start rising. Because I'm like, what the hell is the problem? So every time somebody curves and they bug out, I bug out because they bugging out. So I'm like, well, shut up.
Miss Terry, I have a feeling.
We can rock. Mm-hmm.
Miss Terry, you sounded like you cussed earlier because you said the word exactly. You know, you said you
I said
exactly.
Yeah,
and
because
it sounded like
about...
you said shit.
No, I said it. I'm the one that said it. I thought it was Miss Terry that said it. That's why he said it.
Yeah,
Miss Terry.
Because
that's why I started laughing. You heard me laughing.
I should have known it was Momo.
Yeah, because he was like something about some girlfriend and she didn't have it long enough and she needed to have it a certain. And I was like, exactly, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, and my whole thing was this was my thing. What I was gonna say is, so he was like, Miss Terry, did you cry? Because I was like, oh shoot, I guess I got now. But my thing is, did you ever notice that J. Bow always had these dreams about him having a longer dick?
Wait, he does what?
Every time, he always has fantasies, dreams, premonitions of his ding-dong sandwich being longer. That's
he is so fascinated
about.
With his
that's
little bitty member.
Dreams.
It's like,
yes.
Get over it.
That's
You're 50 years old.
Dreams.
It ain't going to get no bigger. You're done growing, son. I mean, I can't help it if the brother's got the dicky-do when his stomach sticks out further than his dicky-do. That ain't nobody's problem but his own.
No.
But stop talking about that shit all the time. Nobody wants to see your old ding-dong sandwich look like a burnt hot dog or some shit down there.
When he talk about the homeboy in the locker room, when he talk about what he wished in his dreams, when he talk about anything he talk about, his main wish in life is to have a longer ding-dong sandwich.
His
so,
main wish is just to look at other men's penises, apparently, because all he does is dream about looking at people in the urinal.
So that's why when he said what he said, if it says it exactly, that's why I said, oh, shit.
I mean,
exactly.
I mean, I'm gay, and even I get tired of looking at I'm gay, and I get tired of looking at dick after a while. You know, it's like, just give me something else. Put on SpongeBob or some shit. I'm tired of looking at your dick. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to touch it. Get it away from me.
Ernest.
Shoot.
It kind of don't make sense. What you're saying.
Be careful what you saying. He gonna come in and say something.
Oh hell, we got 3 minutes left. What's he gonna do?
I'm not worried about what he's saying. I'm just saying, Ernest. It kind of don't make sense. I thought you wanted all the diggy do you could see, you could stand, and now you talking about, oh, I don't want to see it.
Well, do you?
Listen, you like
the ding dong sandwich. Do you want to look at it all the time?
Ernest, just imagine if you woke up tomorrow and there was no more diggy do.
Just because I look at a lot of it today and there's no tomorrow doesn't mean that it's going to make up for it. There still ain't going to be no dick. I mean, I don't care how much I've seen. I still can't get a hold of nothing. Who gives a shit? That's like saying watch Purple Rain one more time because they might destroy the negative. Well, who gives a shit? I've seen it.
Honestly, you mean if there was no dicky-doo from
tomorrow, May 1st, as a matter of fact, May 1st, 2014, you saw No More Diggy Do. You'd be okay with that?
I got my own to look at. Look at chickens. I have always said. Let me answer your question before we cut off. I have always said that a dick is a dick is a dick. You've seen one. When people post pictures, like in the past week, I've had two different random people send me a message and go, "Hey, how you doing?" And then they immediately send me a picture of their flaccid little penis with their little bushy bush around it. I'm like, "You a gross motherfucker. Get off my thing."
Ernest, you sound crazy.
You know, that's crazy because they be sending me pictures like that on tag. That's why I deleted my thing, because one time
I had to drop everything and run across town to touch your little doodad. Give me a break.
I'm like, wow.
Ernest, you sound
some of the people that send me dick pictures, I have seen much better that I would run across town for, and that is not one of them.
Of course, but thing is, if tomorrow was the last day of the diggy do, of course you have your own.
What am I going to do if tomorrow is the last day of any dicky do? What am I supposed to do right now, 30 minutes before midnight?
You can't use your own for your purposes. You can't suck it. You can't stick it in your own ass. You can't use your